Well, looking at both teams out here, Mike, the Salisbury team comes in with some good size underneath. Got a 6-foot center. They've got a couple of forwards that are 5'9", 5'10". So I think that plays well into what we do best. We have to play fast. We've got to press and make this a up-and-down game rather than getting a half-court set. So for me, it's pace of play tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we got to hit some shots early, too. I know as of late, our girls, especially from the three-point range, have not been knocking down shots like we'd like them to. And they've been taking a fair amount of them, too. But I say take the open shots when they're there, but I just don't want to see us forcing up anything. Get into our rhythm early with our traps and our defense like that we're known for, and see what happens.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I tell you, I say this most every game, and I'm going to say it again tonight. I want us to get off to a fast start. I think if you're a traveling team, especially in the playoffs, and you come up here and a team gets off to a quick start, I think it's such an uphill battle for the team to come back who has traveled, I don't know, what's Salisbury, a couple-hour drive?
About a two-hour and a 45-minute drive talking to their AD and their coaches a little earlier tonight.
Yeah, so that puts them a little bit out of their rhythm tonight, you know, having that long drive. And so then if Pisa gets off to that quick start, you're hoping that we can kind of just extinguish any hope that they have of coming up here and making a big upset. So my key to the game is, like many nights, quick start.
Yep. And I think we're obviously going to have the advantage. Their crowd doesn't look very big. Our seats are starting to fill up. They probably haven't experienced anything like Pisgah fans. So hopefully that'll be an advantage for us.
Well, the Bear Den over the years has proved to be a distinct advantage. And I'll tell you, one big advantage we have tonight is our boys playing, of course, after the girls' game.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, and it happens a lot in the state playoffs, your girls are at home or away, or your boys may be home or away, but, you know, thankfully, in this second round, it lined up to where both teams were home. So that didn't split our crowd up tonight. So I think, and you're right, Mark, after looking behind me, the Bear Den, at least on our side, is going to be completely full. And I anticipate we'll probably be flowing into the other side as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's, I got here a little about an hour before the game started to get the equipment set up. And I was not the first one in the gym, guys.
Wow.
Yeah. There were already people who had marked their territory and were in their seats tonight.
That's impressive.
Here in the Bear Den.
You know, you see that a lot in football season. People get there and get their seats out. But when they start doing it in basketball, that's...
Well, that's Pisgah fans. That's why we love them so much. I mean, they are, when it comes to playoffs, I think our fans change a little bit, too. They know, you know, this team, both our teams, are capable of making deep runs in the playoffs, and I think they're excited to get out here and watch them play. Yeah, I talked to Coach Holloway after his big win to get the conference tournament title. And he actually said he would have loved to play Tuesday night. And, you know, getting that first round bye, we've seen it, in Major League Baseball. We've seen it in even the NFL. Teams don't want to take that week off. And Coach Holloway said he would love to have played Tuesday night. Salisbury, of course, they come in. They played Tuscola Tuesday night. Tuscola gave them a good run until about halftime, and then they kind of checked out on the Mountaineers there in the second half. But you hope not playing for almost a week doesn't adversely affect our girls tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and speaking of that game, I kept up with some of it, but give a shout out to our good friend Heath up there. He's done a really good job with those girls this year. Low numbers, only had 8 on the team, but I was talking to him later, and every time I seen them play, they just got better and better. Coaching makes a difference, and so good job for them this year.
Yeah, Tuscola, and Kevin, you might can tell us, Tuscola had a lead in that game Tuesday night.
Yeah, last Tuesday night they did have a lead, and I believe...
In the third quarter, is that correct?
Early in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And then we kind of turned it around with some pressure. They made it a very slow-paced game, and that is one of the disadvantages our young ladies have sometimes when you're playing teams for the third time. You know, they kind of know the style that you like. and they tried to play against it. Great job by Coach Sutton, you know, really changing things up and making that a slower paced, more physical game. And we were able to pull away. The same thing happened at Franklin in the championship game on Thursday night. They got out to an early lead, had that lead at halftime on us by 8. And Coach Holloway was able to make some adjustments, throw in a different press than they had seen all year. Really made the difference in the game. We were able to speed that game up and kind of run away with it in the second half.
Yeah, I thought that was just a brilliant call by Coach Holloway. First half, it didn't seem like our offense could do anything against that 3-2, 2-3 zone Franklin was running. Coach Holloway come out with that, I guess, 1-2-2 press.
It was a 1-3-1 press. He'd been running a 1-2-2 all year.
And switched it up.
He switched it up to a 1-3-1. And really gave Franklin problems. And we didn't see that 2-3 a whole lot after that because we were in transition a whole lot.
So much transition, completely turned the game around and give Coach Holloway another tournament championship. So I think our challenge tonight is we're going to see a couple young ladies on this Salisbury team who've got some size. And we hadn't seen a lot of size this year in our conference play. But Kevin, what's their center? What'd you say, 6'1"?
She's right at 6'1", 6 foot. She's only a sophomore. So she's tall and lean. But they got two power forwards, what I would call power forwards. They actually play like guards that are, you know, about 5'9", 5'10", seniors. They've, you know, fully matured. And they're going to be a handful for us inside the paint tonight.
Yeah, this is a game that we absolutely cannot take lightly. And I'm sure Coach Holloway, he's been down this road way too many times. He's got the girls prepared and no looking ahead, one game at a time. That's the only way you can do it in the state playoffs. So I am excited about, our girls and what they're capable of doing this year in the playoffs.
Well, you know, Salisbury's going to come in with a lot of confidence. We handled Costello pretty good here in the Bear Den, but that 7-point game last week that we had with them, and then that's where Salisbury's looking. And then they beat Tuscola by 18 on Tuesday. So they're going to come in knowing that they can play with us and having a lot of confidence here.
Yeah. So we got about a minute until, I guess, warm-ups are over. The teams are starting to huddle up here, so we're going to throw it back to our good buddy Jack Hewitt. He's in the studio tonight. He's doing everything that makes us sound good, and we appreciate Jack. We're going to let him play a few words from our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll have the start of this second round action of the state playoffs here in the Bear Den at Pisgah High School. You're listening to WPTO Radio and WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice for my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside in the Bear Den. As we are about to get this game started, and a big announcement there before we, or after we went on break, Chandler Lowry was handed another game ball. Not only did she have her 1,000th point, she also collected her 500th rebound. So congratulations to Chandler. I'm going to turn it over to Kevin. He's going to bring you the ladies' game tonight, Kevin.
Okay, so folks, we're getting ready for the starting lineups here tonight for both teams. We're going to start with Salisbury, number 2, Shakia Woodruff.
Number 3, Gabby Katoka.
Number 3, Gabby. How did we pronounce that, Mike?
Just Gabby.
Fodovich.
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 As Mike says, that was number 3.
Number 21, Pierre Sproles.
Number 24, Julia McNeely.
Number 24, Julia McNeely. And then we've got number 30, I think.
And that makes a noise for your band to start at 5.
That is going to be L. Blankenship, but I'm not sure. For Pisgah, we've got number 10, a senior guard, Mason Devins. Number 11, senior point guard, Chandler Lowry. Number 13, senior wing, Bailey Connor. Number 14, a sophomore, Scout Ballou, the forward. And in the middle, number 25, senior Kylie Leonard. So, folks, there's your starting lineups for your Bears. Senior late in there with 4 seniors, 1 sophomore. Salisbury comes back with a couple of seniors, a junior, and a couple of sophomores here. So they're a little younger, but certainly going to bring us a lot of good action here, guys.
Yeah, I just noticed their record 13-10. Was that right?
That was
they
correct.
They don't look like a 13-10 team.
No, they play in a very, very difficult conference. Two teams that beat them in the conference are highly, highly ranked. And Salisbury wins the tip. They bring it out, set it up. 24 McNeely has it outside. She swings it to number 30 for Salisbury. They swing it back, and that pressure that we talked about early, as Pinky comes out in a man-to-man, causes a turnover here early, 15 seconds into the game. Macy Devlin gets it to Chandler Lowry. She has McNeely guarding her. Get it to Macy. She gets it back to Chandler in the cut. And Chandler scores 2-0 here early. Pisgah comes out in a straight man-to-man full court. Got Chandler on Gabby Fotovich for Salisbury. Chandler gets the deflection, does not get the steal. But Salisbury walks as they recover the basketball. Number 30 there for Salisbury.
Pressure early and often.
Yep.
Macy Devlin gets it back into Chandler. Chandler swings it to Macy Devlin to the left. Get it back over to the right to Bailey, who swings it to Lowry. She comes off of a screen. She recovers the ball. Gets it down to Kylie Leonard. Kylie backs her in. She kicks back out to Devlin. Looks like they're going to get Kylie Leonard for a foul. Offensive foul on the screen. So that'll be one quick one here on Kylie. Pisgah stays in this full court man-to-man. Bailey Connor on the ball. They beat the press. They get it all the way down. Try to force it down low, and it goes off of her leg. Pisgah will regain possession. So Salisbury is going to come out with McNeely, who has pretty good size, trying to guard the ball man-to-man. And they're really extending out. Pisgah comes up. Chandler gets it to Scout. Scout swings it to Macy Devlin. She dribble penetrates, tries to get it into Kylie Leonard. Stolen away. Salisbury goes the other way, misses the shot, rebounded by Macy Devlin. She finds Chandler. Chandler pushes back the other way quickly. She comes up. It's deflected away by Salisbury, and they go back the other way real quick.
Yeah,
and Bailey Connor knocks it away.
Great hustle by Bailey Connor right there.
So, guys, they're going to be very aggressive inside with their size. They're going to be knocking a lot of balls away. Salisbury's going to inbound the ball underneath their own basket. McNeely's looking. She gets it down low. That goes to Sproles. She swings it across. That goes to, she finishes. I think that was L. McBlankenship for Salisbury. The score is now 2-2 with 6:14 left. Chandler Lauer brings it up. She swings it to Scout Ballou to the left. They're going to kick back to Bailey Connor and then swing back the other side. A lot of hand checking. Chandler comes off of the screen, kicks out to Macy Devlin. She dribble penetrates, goes up with
good
a
job.
Shot, and she finishes. Back 4-2, Pisgah leads. Gabby Fulcheck has it. She dribble penetrates up. She beats the press, shoots the three. That's up and good. Looks like that's only going to be two. So 4-4 now. Chandler tries to find Bailey streaking up the other way. It's deflected out of bounds.
Worst shot in basketball. Long two.
Bailey Connor inbounds. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler brings it left. She goes back right. Gets it to Bailey on the wing. They get Macy Devlin cut, and she goes up with a shot. She's going to get the foul and go to the free throw line.
And these free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call them at 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That first free throw by Macy Devlin is up and no good. It's one thing we struggled with in the first half the other night. I think we were 0-7 to start the game from the free throw line. Did much better in the second half. Macy Devlin with that second free throw. That's no good. And rebounded by number 21, Sproles, from Salisbury. They quickly come back the other way. They get it inside to McNeely. She goes up, and they're going to get a reaching foul on Scout Ballou, I think. That is on Scout. That's the second foul on Pisgah here in the first quarter. First foul on Scout Ballou. First free throw is up and good by McNeely. That gives Salisbury the first lead of the game, guys. 5-4. And then Chandler gets the rebound on that miss, and she comes quickly the other way. Finds Devlin. Devlin kicks cross court to get back into Kylie Leonard at the free throw line. She hits the free throw. And that gets Pisgah back in the lead 6-5. Salisbury comes back fast. Macy Devlin with the block. Kylie Leonard with the rebound. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler finds Macy Devlin for the three. It's no good. Scout Ballou goes up, but rebounded by Salisbury. They quickly come back the other way. Pull up half court. Scout Ballou goes for the steal, misses it. McNeely goes up with a shot, and that is going to go out off of Macy Devlin. And Salisbury will retain possession of the ball underneath their own basket. Again, your Bears lead 6-5. 4:43 left here in the first period. Salisbury's trying to reach down. I think they're getting a little tired here early in the first quarter, guys. McNeely's reaching down on her, grabbing her knees a little bit. This pace has been pretty fast.
This is probably the pace we want.
Salisbury gets it into Sproles. She misses the shot, rebounded by Scout. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler pushes the other way. She pulls it back out. She looks down low to Scout. Deflected. Chandler recovers it. They get it out to Macy. Macy gets it to Bailey, and Bailey has it deflected out of bounds. Pisgah will retain possession of the ball here on our sidelines in front of the Salisbury bench. Bailey gets it into Chandler. Man to man. You hear Coach Holloway calling the play. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates, kicks back out to Kylie Leonard. She dribble penetrates, goes up, misses the shot. Rebounded by number 3, Gabby. Stolen away by Chandler. She tries to find Scout Ballou, but it's stolen back away by Salisbury. They get it to McNeely. She goes up for the shot, and it's going to be another foul on Bailey Connor. Actually, that's going to be Bailey's first foul, I believe, guys. Mm-hmm. Third team foul. So the length really bothering us right now on the offensive end, guys.
Yeah.
Two free throws by Salisbury. First free throw by McNeely is up and good. That ties the game at 6-6 here with 4:04 left in the first period. McNeely goes, makes the second shot, and that is now Salisbury's lead 7-6. Chandler comes back the other way. They set up the offense. She looks inside to Kylie. But she gets it back to
good
Chandler.
Give and go.
Chandler goes, nice. Finishes. 8-7, Pilsner. Salisbury comes back. We change the defense up. They go all the way down. Misses the shot badly. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She turns it over, though, to Gabby. She gets it to L. Blankenship, and she finishes at the rim. 9-8. Chandler finds Bailey Connor down the court. Bailey Connor tries to find Kylie Leonard and throws it away out of bounds. With that, Alexis Marcos is going to come into the game. She's going to get Scout Ballou. Our Bears are down 8-9 here with 3:29 left. In a 1-2-2 now. Pisgah's trapping here. They get it to the wing. They dribble penetrate. They kick out. The three's up. No good. This time rebounded by Salisbury. Strolls. She gets it to McNeely. She dribble penetrates. She goes up with a shot. No good. Deflected out by Chandler, but rebounded by Salisbury. The dribble penetrate the baseline. They go up and make the shot. And that's going to be a foul. That's going to be the second foul on Kylie Leonard. And Salisbury takes an 11-8 lead here with 3:03, and we'll go to the free throw line for another Salisbury free throw.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed, Kevin. This team, they're aggressive going towards the basket. We've got to play good, solid defense, or the fouls are going to start to accumulate on us.
And that free throw is good. 12-8 now, Salisbury leads. Ball's inbounded. Chandler brings it up. She has it at half court. Gets it cross court to Macy Devlin. She tries to find a cutting Chandler, but overthrows her, and it goes out of bounds. 2:54 left here in the first period. Our Bears are down 12-8. Salisbury gets it in. Got Alexis Marcos up top. Dribble penetrate. The trap is there. Missed that. Get it in the scroll. She spins. Misses. Rebounds her own shot. And the ball goes out of bounds, this time on Sproles, and Pisgah will have possession back. Really getting dominated on that hard defensive board, their offense is there right now. Chandler has it. She gets to half court. We're in this half court set. She dribbles left, finds a cutting Bailey Connor. She gets it to Lauren Ballou. It's tied up, and possession will stay with Pisgah on that jump ball. Chandler will inbound it underneath our own basket. 2:29 left here in the first. Bears down 8-12. Chandler's looking. She finds Lauren Ballou.
Nice.
Lauren Ballou makes the shot. 12-10 now our Bears down. Bears back in this 1-2-2. They get a deflection. Recovered by Salisbury. Shot goes off. Off of one of our Bear ladies, and Salisbury will have it. Now Molly Watson will come in for Bailey Connor here with 2:14 left. Salisbury will inbound it. Looks like our Bears in a 2-3. They get it outside. That shot goes up. It's not going to be good, but rebounded by Salisbury. 14-10 Salisbury leads. Chandler gets it to Molly Watson. Molly brings it back. She finds Macy Devlin. She gets it back to the left of Molly. Molly tries to go into Chandler. She gets it in there. Chandler goes up, gets her own rebound, goes up, and that shot's up and no good, but she does get fouled, and that will send her to the free throw line for two Pisgah free throws.
Those free throws are Messimer Insurance free throws. Call them at 579-3029.
It's only second team foul on Salisbury here in the first quarter. First free throw is in and out. Score remains 14-10. Need this one, guys. Really flat, missed again. Rebound goes out of bounds. Looked like on Salisbury. That should be Pisgah basketball. But the official gave it to Salisbury. 1:50 left. 14-10 Salisbury. Come up, McNeely comes right. She's trapped. She tries to get it out there. Should have been a steal there. But we do get the turnover on the walk. That's what's going to get us back in this game, guys.
Yep.
Molly Watson will inbound to Chandler. Chandler has it. Looks like Salisbury's back in a 2-3, almost a man-to-man, but trying to be in a 2-3. Chandler has it. She kicks it to Molly. Molly doesn't go get it, and it's stolen and goes the other way. Layup, 16-10. Salisbury leads. Molly gets it into Chandler. Chandler gets it to Macy. Macy dribble penetrates. Molly Watson tries to get it to Alexis. Almost a turnover again. Alexis gets it. Gets it to Chandler. Chandler backs in. She tries to find Macy Devlin on the outside. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates. She finds a cutting Chandler. Chandler with the nice shot. 16-12 as Chandler makes that shot. Good look by Macy. 48 seconds left here. Salisbury comes back right. Seems like they're going there the whole time, guys. They get it down low, and they finish down low for Sproles. 18-12, 36 seconds left. Chandler finds Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou attacks. She goes up and made shot. 18-14, 27 seconds left.
Great move by Ballou right there.
Salisbury has the ball. Looks like they come right every time, guys. We got to see this. She's coming right. She goes back, and it's 10 seconds. Yeah. Make them go left.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of problems here tonight.
Yeah.
It is very obvious they don't want to go left.
14 seconds left. Macy Devlin will inbound the ball. She gets it to Chandler. Our Bears down 18-14. Chandler calls out the play. 10 seconds left. She finds Macy on the wing. Macy dribbles right. She comes off of the screen. I'm not sure about that, guys. She didn't move. So that's the fifth foul, but it is going to be a screen foul, so they won't shoot. 6 seconds left. 4 seconds left. Shot goes up.
Don't shoot on player control.
You don't shoot on player control. Their coaches are arguing, but it's player control, so no free throws. The coach is all the way on the court. Pisgah fans wanting a technical here.
Coach doesn't know the rules.
So with that, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have all your second half action.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside at the Bear Den, where your Bears trail by a score of 18-14, 4-point deficit. Kevin, I think no panic on the Holloway side right now.
No panic on the Holloway side. I think we're feeling it out. Very physical game. A lot of fouls being called on our Bears right now. But you know how that can swing. That can swing from quarter to quarter. Salisbury has it. They quickly penetrate. They get up to three. That is no good. Rebounded by Scout Ballou. She finds Chandler Lowry. She looks up, finds Alexis Marcos. She goes to the basket. Looked like a foul. Deflected away by Salisbury McNeely with no foul call, but Pisgah will retain possession here on the sidelines in front of the Salisbury bench. Early here in the second quarter, our Bears down 14-18. Looks like maybe a spilt drink over here. The official wanting to clean that up. Looks like Scout Ballou's going to take it upon herself to clean it up.
Yep.
Not only is she playing, but she's cleaning the floors up. Great job by her. She gets it into Chandler. Chandler has it. She calls out the play. Swings to Bailey. Bailey has it. She's looking. That's just like a foul. She gets it to Alexis Marcos, and Marcos finds Chandler. Chandler kicks back out to Ballou. She dribble penetrates, finds Chandler. Chandler moves, shot, no good. Rebounded.
Great rebound.
That was sent back to the hunt for an old-fashioned Pistons three-point play.
Love it. Yeah, it was a great play by Scout to get the board, put it back, get the foul. And she'll shoot one Messimer insurance free throw.
As we settle down, if we just make some free throws here, guys.
Yep.
That was missed. Score still 18-16. Your Bears down. Salisbury comes the other way, and they turn it over quickly. A lot of pressure there. They're going to go full court, it looks like. No, they pull back. Scout gets it into Chandler. 7-17 left here in the second quarter. Chandler gets it to Scout. Chandler, Scout kicks back to Alexis Marcos. She has it up top. She finds Chandler on the wing. Chandler comes off of that screen. She has it up top. She dribble penetrates left, goes back to Alexis Marcos to the right. She finds Chandler down low. She goes up, and they call a jump ball instead of a foul, and Pisgah will have possession underneath their own basket. We're not getting much tonight.
No. It's very physical in there on both ends of the
Chandler
floor.
Chandler has it. She's going to inbound. She's looking. She's looking. She gets it up to Marcos. Marcos dribble penetrates. She goes all the way to the basket.
Good move.
She finishes. Score's now 18-18. Bears have tied it up here early in the second. Bears back in this 1-3-1 now. Got a steal by Stout and get the foul by L. Blackett. So we switched it up again, Mike. Went from the 1-2-2 to the 1-3-1. Really confusing Salisbury a little bit.
Yeah, it created a quick turnover.
Scout Ballou gets it in to Chandler Lowry. She brings it up. She swings it right to Marcos. Marcos swings it all the way back. Bailey Connor has it on the left side. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler looks inside to Scout. Deflected out of bounds by Spoel. Pisgah will have retained possession under the basket. Heavy pressure by Salisbury. Chandler gets it in. Stolen away by Salisbury. They go back the other way. Alexis Marcos gets the steal. She finds Chandler up the court. Chandler pulls up at the free throw line. She shoots that short jumper. Up and that's in. 20-18. Your Bears lead, 6:08 left.
Oh.
Get a foul on Alexis Marcos with the hand, as Salisbury goes. Pisgah fans not real happy with all the contact that's been there. And with that, we're going to have a timeout on the court by Salisbury.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Kent Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal or business insurance needs.
So, guys, a quick 6-0 run here by our Bears early in the second quarter. What do you like what they're doing? What do we need to adjust to?
Well, I'd say that, I mean, they seem to be in our passing lanes a lot down here. We're adjusting to that. But the other change I like, I've talked before this year, Marcos just seems to change our defense. Every time she comes in, her quickness and the way she plays defense, I think, makes our pressure a lot worse.
Yeah, and we've got Kylie Leonard on the bench right now with those two fouls. So, big job making this run against the bigger Salisbury team. Pisgah comes back into a man-to-man. McNeely drives all the way to the basket. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Salisbury. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Bailey. Bailey gets it to Chandler. Chandler goes up, and that's going to be a foul on the number three, Gabby from Salisbury. Pisgah will remain possession. They'll inbound across court from us, guys, in front of our student section. Salisbury comes in with a substitution. Number 12 for them, Ari. Gibson comes in. Macy has it up top. She swings it. They get it to Chandler in the corner. Three-point shot goes up. And that three is good.
And that is a four-good contracting three-pointer.
Big shot, too.
Great big shot for us right there. Salisbury comes back the other way. They kick it back outside. Three-point shot goes up by Ari Blankenship. No good. That time rebounded by Bailey Connor. She finds Alexis Marcos up the court. She gets all the way to the basket and finishes. 25-18, Pistons up.
That's right. 13.
And we got another Kenton insurance timeout on the court called by Salisbury.
And, folks, if you were doubting whether the crowd was here tonight, I think you heard them back here behind us on that real quick 11-0 run by our Fisker Lady Bears.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need to start the second quarter.
Yeah, great presence by our fans. It's, like I say, it's getting loud.
Yeah, we knew this Salisbury team was going to give us a lot of problems with their size and physical nature of the game. But we're starting to get up and down the court. We're starting to get in passing lanes on the defensive side instead of sitting back, letting them catch it and attack us.
Yeah.
We're creating havoc beforehand, which I really like.
Yep.
Now, I tell you, they've got some speed. I don't know if we've seen this much speed all year, but that speed's also creating some turnovers. Sometimes I think the Salisbury team's got to be, you know, playing a little bit too fast. But we've caused seven turnovers so far in less than a quarter and a half.
The defense is playing well. Salisbury's going to have to go to the length of the floor here, guys. Pisgah's going to be in this 1-3-1. Good adjustment by Coach Holloway. Inbound the ball. Gabby has it. She swings it over to McNeely. McNeely swings it back left side. Keep going back and forth. Get it on the outside. They swing it all the way back right. McNeely goes to the hole. It's deflected away.
Yep.
It goes out of bounds on McNeely. That's what she likes to do is attack the basket, guys. Good help there by Bailey. Deflected the ball and it went off of McNeely. Chandler gets it in across half court. She gets it to Bailey. Bailey finds Macy. Macy finds Chandler. The corner. She gets it to Alexis. Chandler's pointing out where they want to go. She brings it back up top, swings it back to Bailey. Bailey finds Chandler underneath. She finds Macy for a three. That three's up and no good. Rebounded by McNeely. She pushes back the other way. Alexis Marcos picks up top. McNeely attacks the basket. Shot goes up. Rebounded. And they're going to get a foul on Chandler. And McNeely goes back up. But may have missed one on the rebound.
Yeah.
Now that is Chandler's first foul. That is the second team foul on Pisgah here in the second quarter. 4:24. Bears lead 25-18. First free throw for McNeely is up and good. Runs the score to 25-19. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler finds Macy up the court. Macy pulls it out. She finds Chandler up top. Chandler with the three. That three is up and good. Runs the score 28-19.
And that's another Scott Forga contracting three-pointer.
Salisbury comes back to get it to half court. Scout Ballou tips it away. Rebounded, stolen by Bailey. Alexis Marcos up the court. 30-19.
Doing what we do best, run the floor.
Yep.
Come back the other way. Bailey gets a deflection. Macy gets the steal. Alexis Marcos is up the court. She goes the length of the court. 32-19.
Better get a T.O.
And that's another Kent Insurance timeout on the court. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550. For a review of your personal or business insurance needs. Kevin, nice little turnaround from a four-point deficit in the first quarter.
Yes, so right now, guys, we're on an 18 to one run in the second quarter. We're halfway through the second quarter.
And that's what this team and this press can do. Yeah, I mean, we've seen it before. We can score points quickly when we start generating those turnovers.
Yeah, and we went really small here. This is good to see with Kylie, on the bench with two fouls. The second quarter, we've had to go small against a very big and fast team, but we're creating the turnovers now with the speed that we have on defense.
Yeah, absolutely. Not having Kylie in there does make a difference, but I'm telling you, the combination of Chandler and Marcos out front, it just wreaks havoc.
Yeah.
And I love watching it.
Same five still on the court. Got Marcos up top. Scout Ballou in the middle. Chandler and Macy on the wing, and Bailey down on the baseline. Salisbury gets it up, and they walk.
Another turnover.
Feeding them up there. Another turnover for Salisbury.
That's what pressure does.
Bailey's going to have it and inbound the ball on the far side. Looks like so Salisbury's going to stay in this man-to-man. Chandler has it, brings it up, gets it outside to Marcos. Macy Devlin comes off the screen. No good. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler dribble penetrates, kicks out to Marcos. Marcos gets it to Bailey. Connor swings it to Macy Devlin to the left. She dribble penetrates, kicks out to Bailey Connor. Connor dribble penetrates, missed.
Good rebound.
Rebounded by Scout Balloon. But they tie it up. Ball will go back to Salisbury. But great effort by Scout Balloon down there.
It sure was.
I tell you, hadn't Scout come along good this year? I mean, from the start of the season now, she is just making great strides.
Different player right now. Chandler with the steal. She gets held by number three after the steal. And that's going to be the 14th foul on Salisbury. Another turnover created by our Bears. 32-19, 3:05. Coach Holloway's calling out the play as Chandler walks it up. Salisbury's still in this man-to-man. Chandler gets it to Macy Devlin. She dribble penetrates, kicks out to Bailey Connor for the three. That three's up and no good. Rebounded
that a girl
by
Scout
Balloon. Put back is good. 34-19. Pisgah. Salisbury brings it back right. They go back court. Should have been a back court. And they're going to get a foul on Alexis Marcos instead of a back court on the reach. That's going to be her second, so we've got to be careful here, guys. 13 foul. 2:39 left. Salisbury inbounds the ball. They get it on the left wing. Dribble penetrate, kick it all the way back out right wing. The three goes up by Gabby, and that is good. Runs the score 34-22. Chandler has it, pushes it back quick. The other way, comes across half court. Pulls it out. She finds Bailey Connor cutting. She finds Scout Blue on the backside, and she is hammered, guys. But we'll go to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws.
These free throws were sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call them at 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
It's a great ball movement there, guys. A lot of pressure on the ball. Chandler still found Bailey, and Bailey found Scout on the backside. Another missed free throw, though.
Yeah, 0 for 6 right now.
Mm.
0 for 6 with a 34-22 lead right now, guys. Those 6 points would be huge for us. Right
yeah.
Now. Second free throw is up, but that's no good. Kylie Leonard does come back in the game. Salisbury pushes the pace the other way. They get it on the baseline, go up, miss. Kylie Leonard with a rebound. She finds Chandler. Chandler finds Bailey, deflected away by Salisbury, though. 2:04 left here in the second period. Pisgah will have it underneath their own basket. 12-point lead, guys, for our Bears. Chandler's looking. She's going to get it inbounds. She's trying to find somebody. She gets it out to Bailey Connor on the perimeter. She finds Kylie Leonard. She dribble penetrates, turns it over. Salisbury goes back the other way. Bailey cuts her off.
Good job.
Fouled by Chandler, and Chandler's fouled. And that should send us back to the free throw line here for two more Pisgah free throws.
Yeah, those are going to be Messimer Insurance free throws. And, we got to make some free throws. I got a feeling right now is the time we'll start.
Yeah, if somebody could yell out right now, sit soft, we'd make both of them. A lot of experience with that, guys.
There we go.
That free throw does go down. That's going to get us started here. That get us to 35-22 here. Second free throw is up and good. 36-22, 1:54 left in the second period.
Good call, Mark.
I figured the odds was in our favor.
It looked like a walk. Coach Holloway wanted that one. They swing it back to the left side. Another three by Salisbury. Up, no good. Another rebound by Scout Ballou. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler gets it up the left side to Macy Devlin. Dribble penetrates. Finds Scout Ballou going to the back.
Nice.
And Scout finishes. 38-22, your Bears up.
Maybe an add one there, but that's a good finish.
Probably should have been there. 1:24 left. Salisbury has it on the left side. Get it in the corner. And swing it all the way across. Dribble penetration goes in. Good help by Scout Ballou. Crosses the travel on McNeely. So with 1:16, your Bears will get the ball back. Lauren Ballou comes in. She'll get Kylie Leonard, making sure we don't get that second or third foul here. Bailey Connor will inbound the ball. Kiska has got a length of the floor. They're moving right to the left in front of us here. Chandler has it. She gets it to half court. She swings it left to Macy Devlin. Macy goes off the screen. Dribble penetrates. She kicks out to Bailey. Bailey gets it to Chandler. Chandler comes off the screen, finds Ballou cutting. Ballou with the shot. Short. Miss. Rebound. And that was Lauren Ballou, folks. But Scout Ballou gets in there. Her and Bailey tie it up. And possession will stay with our Bears underneath their own basket. Chandler's looking. She gets it into Scout. Scout gets it back to Chandler. She swings it all the way up top to Macy. Macy gets it to Ballou. Ballou, Lauren Ballou for the three. That's missed. Another rebound by Scout Ballou. She finds Chandler going up. And Chandler's fouled shooting. And she'll go back to the free throw line for two more pistol free throws.
Yeah, Scout's really, she's owning the boards right now on both ends. She's doing a tremendous job getting the rebounds. And that time we got a second opportunity, and that's going to send Chandler to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws.
Free throw for Pitt Chandler is up and good. Runs the score to 39-22. Salisbury wanting to travel in the paint, but that's where the foul was. Second free throw is up and good. Score is now 40-22, your Bears. Salisbury's a little frustrated now. They bring it up the court. They get it all the way to the wing. Three-point shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Chandler. She finds Bailey streaking up the court. Bailey goes up with the layup.
That's right.
42-22, Bears. 27 seconds left here at half. Salisbury brings it up. They get it across half court. The dribble penetrate. The three goes up. Macy fouls. Coach Holloway's not happy about that one.
No, and unfortunately for Macy, it was right in front of Coach Holloway. But
yeah, and it was an obvious foul.
Yeah, that was foul.
But that's only the first on Macy, fourth team foul. But it will send Salisbury to the free throw line for three free throws. First one's up and good. Score's now 42-23. 17.8 seconds left. Second free throw is up and good. She'll have one more. 42-24 now, your Bears lead. 17.8 seconds left here before the half. Third free throw is up and good. Scout gets it out of the basket, gets it to Chandler. Chandler gets it past half court. 14 seconds left. She sets up the play. She has it up top. She gets it to Ballou down on the block. Lauren Ballou dribble penetrates. She swings it. Bailey tries to swing it, turns it over. Number two gets there, blocked by Macy, but that will send Salisbury back to the free throw line here with 1.4 seconds left.
Yeah, it's a tough turnover for the Bears. It's going to cost Macy another foul there. That's two fouls in just about a 30-second span from Macy.
Yeah, there you'd either like to see Macy rotate a little more or Bailey dribble up towards the top. Too long of a pass across court there.
Yeah.
It's second foul on Macy, so Molly Watson with 1.4 seconds will get her. First free throw for Salisbury was up and no good. Got a rebound here, guys. Second free throw is no good, but got Pisgah in the lane, so one more free throw. I think that may have been Chandler. I think she knew it. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. That's a score of 42-26. Chandler has it. Heaves from three-quarter court. No good. But that will send us to halftime with your Bears leading 42-26. When we come back, we'll have your halftime show. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Bear Den, where your Bears have a 42-26 lead over Salisbury, second round of the state playoffs. And Kevin, that first quarter where it's like, man, this is a little dire right now, down 4 points. But Coach Holloway, like I said, he never showed any panic. Turns it around to, a 16-point advantage now for our Bears?
Yeah, 16-point advantage here at halftime. So he's got to be happy with what he's seen. But, Mike, we've got to come out and play in the second half. This Salisbury team is not going to go away.
No. This is a good team. We kind of got them rattled in that second quarter with that. I think we tried the 1-2-2 press, then he switched it to the 1-3-1 press. That generated, my math's not always correct, but I had them for 12 forced turnovers in that first half, and most of that was due to that press that we threw at them.
Yeah, so, Mark, do you have some stats for us here in the first half?
Yeah. So, good half for us there. The thing, we're not doing it, we talked about almost every game. We're 4 of 11 from a free throw line, 2 of 6 from a three-point line. Chandler come on and made her last 4 free throws, and she's leading us with 18 points at the half. Scout Blue with 6, Marcos with 8, Blue with 4. Now, on the other side, Salisbury is 9 of 12 from a free throw line and 1 of 6 from a three-point line. The one girl, McNeely herself, is 7 for 9 from the free throw line, so we got to start making some free throws. There's a reason they call them free throws. And, we got to start making them.
And it may not be crucial in this game, but as you march through the state playoffs, it becomes more and more important that you make those free throws. We're going to throw it back to Jack in the studio for a few commercials from our sponsors. You're listening to the Papertown Halftime Equipment Rental Halftime Show. When we come back, we'll have some more stats from first half action. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth. Here, halftime of the varsity girls game, where your Bears lead by a score of 42-26. And this halftime show is sponsored by Papertown Equipment Rental, the store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Give them a call at 565-2737. So, Kevin, what did you have down in that second quarter scoring differential?
So our Bears won that quarter 28-8. So really good quarter for our Bears. As we talked, they hit 4 free throws down the stretch in the last 20 seconds, where we fouled them on a 3 and then fouled them on a after a steal on an open layup, and really made another mental mistake there by getting into the lane early to give them that extra free throw. But all in all, just an excellent play from our ladies here in that second quarter, though.
Yeah, I tell you, and I can't say enough about Scout Blue in that first half. I think for a sophomore to come in, not having any state playoff experience, and coming in and doing the job she did, I was just super impressed with her rebounding. But not just the rebounding, but she was looking once she got that rebound to get that ball back up into the basket. Drew some fouls, and just a great job from the sophomore. Whole team played great. A little shaky there at first, but just a tickle to death how they come back in that second quarter and outscored them by 20 points.
Yeah. Scout, it's, you know, you've got to be pleased with your Coach Holloway, because that is one of the areas that, you know, we were worried about coming into the year. Was after Kylie, we don't have a lot of size underneath. And the way Scout has come along as the year goes, she got a double-double in that first round of the conference playoffs, played really solid in the other two games in that conference tournament. So she's really, to get Kylie in foul trouble in the first quarter and her to come on and rebound the way she has been really impressive.
Yeah, so we're going to go back to Jacksonville and play us a few more commercials from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have a few final thoughts and then get into the second half action. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to Pisgah High School. Halftime of the girls' game. Pisgah leads 42-26. And right now we got our boys warming up at halftime. And, of course, you want to be sure and stick around for the second game tonight as our boys take on West Stokes High School. Also, second round action in the state playoffs. Should be a great matchup in our second game this afternoon. And certainly we've got a lot of fans here who have packed our gym for the girls and the boys game, both getting a home game in the second round of the playoffs. So, Kevin, unless there's an upset, our boys will travel Saturday night if they can get the win.
That is correct. They'll have to go to Lexington Senior if the seeds fall out, if they get the win. Lexington Senior tonight plays, looks like Stuart Kramer. So Stuart Kramer were able to upset them and we get the win, then both teams will play here Saturday. Should both teams get the win tonight.
Yeah, and assuming our girls win as we anticipate they will tonight, they're going to have home playoffs throughout the second, third, fourth round.
Yeah, so the third and fourth round, if the girls win, will be here. That'll be Saturday and next Monday. And then when they get to the fifth round, if they were to get there, that would be on a neutral court. So they get home court advantage throughout as long as there is home court advantage.
Yeah, and that's just a huge advantage to play in the Baird Inn. You know, we've had some great teams in the past, and when you start traveling, you never know what you're going to get. You know, sometimes the officiating, it's a little different when you get to other places. So, you know, being home and not having to travel, being in, you know, sleeping in your own bed, as they say, it's a huge advantage, and our Pisgah girls will enjoy that until they go to a neutral court, assuming they can, of course, get a win in the second, third, and fourth rounds. So.
Yeah, and you would think the officials up here would get the memo on that. But I think the foul disparity in this game favors Salisbury right now. But sometimes you don't get that, but we'll take it right now with the lead we've got.
Yeah, we'll take a 16-point lead as we head into the second half. We've got about a minute until we tip off here in the second half. I just want to remind all the folks that the Pisgah Booster Club will be holding their annual drawdown fundraiser May 16th. Of course, here at Pisgah High School, it is an event you don't want to miss. Tickets will be available here in about the next 3 or 4 weeks. So be sure and find one of your Booster Club members or one of your coaches and purchase that ticket for the drawdown. Help raise some money for our student athletes here at Pisgah High School.
Folks, we'd like to take a moment to thank all of our basketball sponsors this year. We've got Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Morgan Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Paper Town Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Wealth and Management.
Yeah, folks, be sure and listen at the end of the game. We'll be selecting our A1 Storage Player of the Game. Don't want to miss that. And we'll also be talking about the boys' game coming up directly after this game.
So, folks, Salisbury will have the ball to open this second half. Salisbury coach is really working the official over here. She knows she's going to need a little help to get back in this game, guys. Salisbury has it. They're back in a man-to-man full court. They get it inside. Sproles takes it. She finished it. Doesn't finish. Rebound goes to, looks like it's off of Pisgah, out of bounds. And Salisbury will keep it. So interesting move here by Coach Holloway. Starts back here man-to-man. They inbound the ball underneath, and they're going to get a foul immediately and send Salisbury to the free throw line. That one's going to be on Bailey Connor. I think that's her second. Number 30. And again, folks, I think this is Elle Blankenship, but she's not on the roster underneath that name. It's number 4 for them. First free throw is up and good. Cuts the Pisgah lead to 15. She'll have one more free throw here. That one's off. This time, looked like Macy Devlin got it.
Macy Devlin. Hey, Ken, while I got a second, I want to give a shout-out to my Canton Community Bible Study group from Calvary Road Baptist. That's where I'm supposed to be tonight. I think they'll allow me to miss for this opportunity. But yeah, I want to give a shout-out to all my buddies there listening in the Bible Study group from Calvary Road.
Second free throw was missed, but rebounded by Salisbury. McNeely dribble penetrates, goes up blocked by Kylie Leonard. Salisbury inbounds. They try to get it underneath. Stolen away by Scout Ballou. She gets it to Chandler. Stolen back away by Salisbury. And they'll have a wide open layup here to run the score to 42-29. 7:25 left. Chandler will bring it up. Salisbury's back in a man-to-man. Bailey comes and gets it on the wing. She swings it to Macy. Macy gets it to Kylie Leonard. Kylie's going to get the walk. The ball will go back to Salisbury.
Yeah, I think Kylie thought she was fouled there instead of walk.
Yeah.
The Pisgah's going to drop back. Looks like they're going to go to this 1-3-1 again. Here with the lead cut to 13. Salisbury brings it up. Looks like almost a walk there. Kylie Leonard with the deflection. Doesn't come up with a steal. Salisbury regains possession. They get it back up top. They swing it left. The three-point shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Salisbury. That shot's no good. This time rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler Lowry brings it up. The dribble penetrates. Pulls it back out. Kicks it to Bailey Connor for the open three. That three's up.
Nice.
And good.
And that's a four-good contracting three-pointer by Bailey.
Score's now 45-29. Salisbury walks it back up the right sidelines. They get it in. Outside shots up. That's no good. Rebounded by Macy Devlin. She comes up quick. She kicks out to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor finds Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou misses the jumper. But the deflection off of the missed layup goes to Pisgah. Chandler Lowry will inbound the ball underneath our own basket.
I think Scout expected some contact, and there was nobody there when she turned around.
Chandler tries to get it to Kylie Leonard. The ball's deflected out of bounds. I think Kylie's a little frustrated right now, guys. Mm-hmm. Need to get her to settle down a little bit. Salisbury comes back the other way. Deflected by Kylie. Stolen away by Bailey. Stole back away by Salisbury, and they'll have a wide open layup again. 45-31. 5:54. Scout Ballou gets it in the channel. Chandler brings it right. She comes off of the screen. She gets all the way to the basket. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler has it. Pulls it back out. She swings it to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates. She kicks to Scout. Scout dribble penetrates.
Good drive.
All the way to the basket.
Great job.
47-31. Pisgah leads. Salisbury brings it up the left side this time. They kick it right. They get it back left. Swing it all the way to the outside. McNeely dribble penetrates. Tries to get into Kylie Leonard. And the battle for the rebound goes off of Salisbury. And Pisgah will remain a half possession. 5:14 left here, third quarter. Chandler brings it right. She has it on the outside. She kicks it to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin comes off a screen from Kylie Leonard. She gets it back to Kylie. Kylie dribble penetrates. A lot of contact. Everybody goes down. Missed shot. Salisbury comes the other way. Three-point shot's up. That shot is no good and rebounded.
Good green. Wow.
Should have been by Chandler. She got fouled. But rebounded by Pisgah. Been stolen away by Salisbury. Shot goes up, missed, rebound, the ball goes out of bounds. A lot of contact.
Talk about
guys.
Letting them play.
Tongue-tied here.
Wow.
Man,
there's a lot of contact in that possession.
Had to drag out the pads and helmets.
Chandler has it. She brings it back right. She swings it left to Macy. Macy gets it to Connor. Connor dribble penetrates. It's all the way to the basket block. She gets her own rebound and the putback scores. 49-31 Pisgah lead. Salisbury comes back. They're very patient here. Going left to right. Have it on the right wing. Get it back this way. Get it to McNeely. She has a three-point shot. That's why it goes up and good. With that May three-pointer, Salisbury wants a timeout.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal or business insurance needs.
So, Mike, 4:10 left here in the third period. The Bears lead 49-34. Salisbury showing some life, but the officials are really letting Salisbury play right now.
Yeah, a lot of contact on both ends of the court, but I kind of prefer officials to let them play as opposed to calling too many fouls, which I think they certainly could have called a few more than what they did. But, by not calling that contact, I think it allows us to transition more, get up and down the court more, move the ball more. If you start getting bogged down a lot of fouls calls, it really slows the game down, which I don't know that that necessarily helps us a slower basketball game.
No, I actually like the fact we've got a couple of girls potentially with two fouls to get in foul trouble. We've got Alexis, Bailey, and Kylie.
Yeah.
So if they let them play, works out good for us.
Yeah.
Looks like Salisbury's going to come out and go full court here. Chandler goes by. She gets it to Marcos. Marcos finds Kylie Leonard up. She kicks back out to Marcos. Marcos dribble penetrates, pulls up with a short jump shot, and that is good. 51-34. Yeah, if they press us full court, I like our chances here, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looks like Pisgah's changed to a 2-2-1 now. Almost gets the steal. Got a deflection there. Salisbury recovers. They kick it all the way to the left. They get it on the outside. McNeely dribble penetrates. She finds Blankenship on the backside. That shot's missed. Chandler loses the rebound, but Kylie Leonard gets it. Kylie gets it to Chandler. Chandler finds Bailey Connor for the three. Shot's up. No good. And looks like it is rebounded by Bailey Connor. She goes up. Her shot's blocked. They're going to go back the other way. Pisgah picks up in this trap. It's like a big hop and a step. Chandler with the rebound on the miss. She'll go the other way quickly. She dribble penetrates. She gets all the way to the basket, and she's fouled. They're going to call it on the floor, though. And that foul's going to be on number zero for Salisbury to Laura Gaither. And Chandler will inbound the ball for Pisgah underneath their own basket. Our Bears lead 51-34.
Take a breath, Kevin.
Looking to inbound it. Finds Kylie Leonard down there. Kylie Leonard goes up. Missed shot, but she rebounds it. Missed again. Chandler with the rebound this time. She goes up. Finds Macy Devlin open for the three. That shot's missed. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. And she's fouled on the putback. So three big rebounds on the offensive end for our girls there, guys.
Yeah, Macy three-pointer was rattled around. Thought it was going to go in, but good offensive rebound.
Yeah, and that's what we wanted. You know, Chandler with the rebound, instead of going back up into the taller players, found Macy open. And even though it missed, it opened up the lane, too, for the rebound again.
Yeah.
So Kylie with the first free throw is good. That runs our score to 52-34, your Bears lead. Alexis Marcos had gotten Scout Blue earlier, folks. Kylie Leonard hits the second free throw. The Bears get back in this trap. Salisbury gets it. They get it in the Neely. She dribbles, goes inside. That shot's missed. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She gets it to Bailey, and Bailey just loses it out of bounds. Where we probably would rather her just get it to Chandler there and run the floor and let Bailey run the floor.
Yeah, I got going just a little too fast there.
So Lauren Ballou will come in for Kylie Leonard. She immediately gets a deflection. Salisbury gets it back, though. Will go inside. Steal by Chandler. Chandler goes the other way. She goes all the way. Missed shot, but Alexis Marcos gets the rebound and a putback. 55-34, your Bears lead with 2:20 left here in the third. Salisbury comes back the other way. They get it across half court. And Neely has it up top. She looks down low. They find number three outside for the three, and that's missed. And it looks like Marcos is going to come. And Marcos almost gets that rebound, but it goes out of bounds on her. A good battle by her on that extended rebound. Salisbury will inbound the ball right in front of us, guys. They get it down low, deflected away by Lauren Ballou. She gets it to Macy. Macy gets it to Marcos. Marcos looks, goes up with a shot, missed. Rebounded by Scout, missed. Rebounded by Salisbury. They come back the other way. They're all the way to the basket. Macy goes for the block, but misses and scored by Salisbury. 55-36. Chandler quickly finds Ballou. Lauren goes up, and that shot's good. A good look by Chandler. Good finish by Lauren Ballou. 57-36. 1:31 left. Salisbury comes back this way. They get outside. The outside jump shot's up. No good. The rebound goes out of bounds on number three.
Good block out by Chandler there. That could have been a foul, but
yeah.
Scout will inbound the ball. Bailey Connor comes back in, this time for Macy Devlin. Scout brings it over here to Bailey. Yes. Salisbury's pressing full court. Bailey gets it across half court. She gets it to Scout. Scout finds Chandler. Chandler's going to dribble penetrate. She gets all the way to the basket. And they're going to get a foul on, caught it on number 10, but number 10 wasn't even close. But it's the third foul on Salisbury. 1:12 left. Your Bears up 21 here. Chandler has it. She's going to inbound it. She's looking. She finds Scout. Scout goes up on the smaller player and finishes. 59-36, your Bears lead. Alexis Marcos with the tip. Almost another steal. 101 left. Salisbury will keep possession. They'll inbound in front of our student section. That was inbounded. Have Alexis Marcos up top. Lauren Ballou in the middle. Scout and Chandler on the wings and Bailey down low. Salisbury gets it out up top. They're looking at the three. She's going to take the three as we back off. It's missed. Rebounded by Salisbury, though. That's missed. This time rebounded by Chandler. Chandler has it. She gets it to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor's out on the break. She found Scout. Scout gets it to Alexis Marcos. Dribble penetrate. A huge foul. I don't think they were going to call it. Forearm to the head. That is only going to be the fourth foul on Salisbury this quarter. 34 seconds left, and Macy Devlin will get Chandler Lowry out. Balls up. Bailey Connor has it. She dribble penetrates, goes to the basket, and she's going to get that foul. She'll go to the free throw line. 4-2. Fisga free throws.
And those two free throws will be Messimer Insurance free throws. Give them a call today for a quote on your insurance.
Chance to extend this lead, guys. 30.9 seconds left here in the third quarter. Bailey hits that first one. Bailey hits the second one. Bears leads now 61-36. Salisbury's bringing it up. 27 seconds left. And looks like the pass is going to go out of bounds. Young lady saying it slipped out of her hands. Bailey Connor will inbound it to Macy. And it goes out of bounds. So Salisbury will have it underneath their own basket. Not what you want there, guys. 24 seconds left. Salisbury's looking inbound. They're trying to get it in low. They find somebody on the perimeter. Alexis Marcos almost with the steal, but they're going to get her for the touch foul.
With all the contact they let go, and then they call that.
Only the second foul on Pisgah here this quarter, though, guys. That is the third on Alexis. And with that, they're going to get Molly Watson in for Alexis to make sure she doesn't get that fourth going into the fourth quarter here. Macy Devlin with the steal off the inbound pass. She goes the length of the floor. She finishes. 63-36, your Bears lead. 14 seconds left. Salisbury has it. 10 seconds left. They get it to the outside. The three-point shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Bailey Connor. She gets it out to Scout Ballou. Scout gets it ahead. We don't get that shot off, but we will take a 63-36 lead to the fourth quarter when we come back. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth, courtside here in the Bear Den. We're about to head into the fourth quarter of this varsity girls second round state playoff action. Your Bears with a 63-36 point lead, and second and third quarters were just tremendous there for the Bears, outscoring them 28-8 in the second quarter and then outscoring them 21-10 in the third quarter. So Kevin got a nice comfortable lead for Coach Holloway going into this fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think Coach Holloway wants to get off to a quick start, maybe extend this out a little more, and then maybe, hopefully, we can get some other players. You know, Salisbury's going to keep playing, though. We are in the playoffs.
Yep.
They're in a full-court man-to-man. Pisgah has the ball. Chandler Lowry has it up top. She comes off the screen, hands to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor brings it to Macy Devlin. Macy gets it back out to Bailey. Bailey swings it to Chandler. Chandler finds Scout underneath. Scout gets it to Kylie Leonard. Leonard finds a cutting Macy Devlin, and that shot is good. 65-36, your Bears lead.
That's good basketball right there.
Yeah.
Moving without it.
Three-point shot for Salisbury's up. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler kicks out to Scout. Scout tries to find Bailey. Bailey tries to save it, and she does, because Salisbury steps out of bounds with it, guys. Yeah. Our Bears will have it underneath. So good rebound by the Bears. An outlet pass is the way to run the floor. Chandler's looking. She's trying to find somebody. She finds Scout. Scout goes up. Shot's missed. Rebounded by Salisbury. Salisbury pushes quickly the other way. She goes all the way to the basket. That is blocked by Bailey.
That girl's quick.
She is.
Yeah, Shekiah Woodruff is very quick up and down the floor. Salisbury has it. The three-point shot's up and good out of the inbound. 65-39. Chandler has it. She's got Woodruff guarding. Comes back the other way. She kicks to Scout. Scout hands to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin finds a cutting Bailey Connor. Shots missed. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. That shot's missed. This time rebounded by Salisbury. Salisbury will bring it up. Stolen away by Macy Devlin. She goes the length of the floor. Shots missed. Rebounded by Bailey Connor. And made by Bailey Connor. 67-39. Now here with 6:35, and with that, Salisbury wants their last timeout, guys.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Kent Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal or business insurance needs.
And that's why you throw the basketball right there. Bailey Connor will be able to clean up the mess and put it right back.
Goodwill. Got a rebound and 2 points.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you've missed any of the Bears action or football action, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLRadio.net. Click on the Sports tab and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the 2018 entire football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand. Check it out. And don't forget, Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLRadio.net. Just click on the Sports tab and choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLRadio.net. And folks, that Player of the Game is sponsored by A1 Store.
It's going to be a tough decision today who gets the Player of the Game. I tell you, we've had so many great individual performances so far in this game. We still got 6.5 left to play.
Yeah, this has been a great team effort here tonight.
Yeah.
Salisbury will inbound it. They've got to go to the length of the floor, moving right to left. They swing it back and forth, and this 1-3-1 Pisgah's in, kind of three-quarter court. Three-point shot goes up. That's missed, but rebounded by Salisbury. And the foul on Pisgah. That's going to be on Chandler Lowry. That's her second, team first here in the fourth period. That will send Gabby Futchewich to the free throw line. First free throw is up and good. Runs the score to 67-40. Rebounded by Salisbury, and they're going to get another foul on Chandler on the putback. Send him to the free throw line. So real quick, that's the third foul on Chandler here. Not what we want here. So after a lot of contact in the third quarter, going a little tighter here. First free throw is up and good. Pisgah leads. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Salisbury. 3-point shot's up. That's no good. This time rebounded by Macy Devlin. She finds Bailey Connor up the floor. Bailey Connor pulls it up, kicks it to Macy. Macy finds
good
Scout
pass.
Blue on the backside.
Great pass.
69-41. Pisgah leads. Salisbury's back on the other end. They dribble penetrate. Deflected away by Chandler. Stolen by Scout. Scout gets it to Chandler. Chandler gets it up to Bailey. Bailey has it on the wing. Decides to pull it back out. She gets it to Macy. Macy dribble penetrates. Finds Kylie. She goes all the way to the basket. And she's going to be a foul on the attack. And that will send her to the free throw line.
For two Miss Marie Insurance free throws, give them a call at 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Don't want to jinx us here, guys, but after being 4 of 11 from the free throw line, we've made our last 8 in a row.
Oh, boy, you just did it.
I did it. Come on, Kylie. Happens every time. I like to apologize to her after the game.
And the Roach coach definitely jinxed us on that one.
Oh, my.
That free throw was missed, folks. Kylie will have a second one. That free throw was missed, rebounded by Salisbury. 5:40 left here. Your Bears up 28. 3-point shot for Salisbury is up. No good. This time rebounded by Bailey Connor. Bailey dribbles up. She pushes the pace. She gets it to Scout. Scout brings it up to Chandler. Chandler has it up top. She gets it back to Scout. A lot of contact. She gets it to Mason. Mason gets it to Chandler. Chandler has it. She dribble penetrate. Kicks back out to Scout. Scout will dribble penetrate all the way to the basket. Missed. Rebounded by Scout. Shot goes back up. And that will send her to the line for two pairs of free throws.
I think Scout's just trying to pat her rebound.
She missed the. Of course, it could have been some contact there. She missed it, and then got her own rebound, and they got fouled. And that'll send her to the line for two Messmer insurance free throws.
You're back on track. That free throw is up and good. 70 to 41. We have Alexis Marcos, Molly Watson, and Lauren Ballou coming in. Chandler Lowry and Scout Ballou will stay in. 5:06 left here. Second free throw is up and good by Scout. 71 to 41. Pisgah leads.
And we got another Kent Insurance timeout. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550. Coach Holloway called that timeout, Kevin. What do you think he's telling the troops over there?
Well, I think he wants them all to understand that they are going to be very physical down the stretch, protect the ball, make them foul us, make them call a foul, here, go to the free throw line and hit fouls.
Yeah.
We got a long way to go here. 5 minutes left. The Salisbury has already shown they want to get physical and extend this game as long as they can.
Yeah. So I believe, is this our biggest lead of the game, 30 points?
It is.
Can you imagine after the first quarter leading us by four, thinking, we drove all the way up here to play these girls that are undefeated in the mountains, and we're up by four. Now you look up, and hey, we're down by 30.
Yeah.
Pretty good turn of events there.
Yeah, that first quarter, they came out and gave us their best shot. Like true champions, these girls took their best shot and kept playing, kept their composure, and played through it. And now we're looking at a 30-point lead.
Yeah.
Probably one of the better games we've played all year.
Mm-hmm.
Salisbury brings it up. They get it past half court. Lauren Ballou with the deflection. McNeely goes. Lauren Ballou with the block on that shot on McNeely. But Salisbury will have it out of bounds underneath their own basket. Pisgah goes to a 23-23 zone. They get it inside anyway. And Sproul goes up, and they're going to get a foul on Pisgah. That's going to be on Molly Watson, I believe. It's her first, team third, here with 4:53 left in the fourth period. Shot goes up and good for Salisbury. They'll have one more free throw here. Shot goes up, no good.
Another lane violation there?
Not sure what they're calling there. I'm assuming that's a lane violation. I didn't see anybody get in the lane.
Well, I don't think we've had three all season. We've got three tonight.
Next free throw was missed again. Rebound by Salisbury. That shot is missed. Strapping for the rebound. Now the ball goes off of a foot of the Salisbury young lady, but then hits Lauren Ballou's foot and goes out of bounds. Salisbury will retain possession. Salisbury inbounds the ball. They get it to Stroll, who gets it to McNeely. And they find number three outside for the three. That's no good. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler slows it down. She finds Scout Ballou outside. She rotates it to Lauren Ballou. They get it to Molly Watson up top, who gets it to Alexis Marcos for the three. No good. Rebounded by Salisbury. Deflection there by Lauren Ballou. Recovered by number two, Woodruff from Salisbury. They keep coming up. Gabby has it. She falls down.
She's
stolen.
Hurt.
She may be hurt, folks. Molly Watson has it. She gets it to Chandler, who finds a wide open Alexis Marcos from the backside. And a good layup, good find by Chandler, good finish by Marcos. 73 to 41. with that, Macy Devlin will get Chandler. Kylie Leonard will come in and get Scout Ballou. Your Bears up 73-42 with 4:04 left. Looks like number three for Salisbury is fine.
Ball looked a little worse than what it was.
Salisbury brings it up. They have it. They get it inside. Kick it outside to McNeely. She drops it. The dribble penetrates. That's deflected out of bounds by Lauren Ballou. And Salisbury will have it out of bounds underneath their own basket. Neely will look. She finds Sproul. She goes up with a shot. No good. Rebounded by Macy Devlin. Macy looks up. Finds Alexis Marcos. Marcos hesitates. Goes up. Finishes. 75-42. Pisgah. 3:38 left. Salisbury comes back. A foul on Macy Devlin that time on the out. The cross-court pass. That's the fourth foul on Pisgah. Third and Macy, 3:31 left here, with your Bears up 75-42. Salisbury's inbounding the ball. They find number 10 on the perimeter. She dribble penetrates. That's stolen away by Lauren Ballou. She looks up, finds Marcos. Marcos with the layup. 77-42. Pisgah's up. So Coach Holloway's going to empty the bench. Marcos with the steal. She comes down the other way. She runs into one of the Salisbury players, and she finishes. 79-42.
That was a great run by the Bears. Get steals, layups. Got it up to 37-point lead now for the Bears, and Coach Holloway calls a timeout. That's a Kent Insurance timeout, and he's going to put some of his other players into the game now and probably rest his starters the rest of this game, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you're going to see them anymore. You're probably not going to see many of the top eight.
Yeah.
You got four players well into double figures, too, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm anxious, Mark, to hear your stats at the end of this game.
Some good ones.
So we've got, looks like, Lana Burke, Annie Jennings, Molly Watson, Jaden Ballou, and Faith Brown on the floor for Pisgah. And Neely has it. She swings it to number 10. They get it to Ari Gibson. Ari Gibson gets it back to McNeely on the right side. Molly Watson with a steal this time. And it's deflected out of bounds by Salisbury. And Pisgah will have possession underneath their own basket here with a running clock, guys.
Now, I was curious at what point they run the clock in the state playoffs.
Molly Watson gets it into Burke. Burke dribble penetrates. She goes all the way to the basket. And that shot is blocked. And that will send Lana Burke to the free throw line for two Pisgah free throws.
And those are Messimer Insurance free throws. Is it supposed to be a 30-point lead? Is that when they run the clock?
35. First free throw is no good by Burke. Yeah, last year it was 40,
yeah,
and they shortened it to 35 this year. Second free throw was up and no good, rebounded by McNeely. McNeely comes all the way to the other end, and they're going to get her for a walk if she tries to attack the basket.
It was like LeBron right there.
Annie Jennings will inbound the ball. She gets it to Molly. We got McNeely going to pressure Molly Watson. She gets it to Jennings. Jennings gets it to Jaden Ballou. Jaden Ballou has it on the perimeter. Tries to hand to Molly Watson. It's tied up and deflected off of Molly Watson. So McNeely gets it in to Destiny Brown. She gets it back to McNeely. McNeely goes to the rim, misses the shot, gets her own rebound. This time she'll be fouled by Pisgah. That foul's going to be on Lana Burke. That will send McNeely to the line for two Salisbury free throws here with 1:02 left in the game. Free throws up and no good. Salisbury coach wants a timeout. So that will be another Canton Insurance timeout in the court, Mike.
Yeah. They're probably, I don't know if Chief Salisbury's wanting to get some of their seniors off the court now, or I don't know the reason for the timeout, but Pisgah enjoys that 37-point lead with 53 seconds to go. I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Larry Shelton. He's listening in Clyde tonight. Hope you're enjoying the game, Larry. I know we got many people across Haywood County and abroad. I'm always amazed by how far we have Pisgah fans in this, not just in this country, but across this world. We have listeners in many different countries and, of course, here locally. We appreciate all those listeners tuning in tonight.
Yes, the second free throw was made. Salisbury comes out in a full court press here. Annie Jennings looks for fake ground. It's stolen away by Salisbury. They run the court. McNeely tries to go up for a shot. No good. Rebounded by Salisbury. And that shot goes up and is missed, but it will get Jaden Ballou for the foul. Sends Salisbury back to the line for two more free throws. So Salisbury is going to use all of their timeouts here. My guess is they're trying to get as many points as they can here to not make this look as bad as possible.
Right.
As it really is right now, Mike.
Yeah, it's a 36-point game. What's still amazing is Pisgah trailed by four points after the first quarter. And so to come back with the next three quarters like they have, it's just a great performance by our Sugar Bears tonight.
Yeah, and that's with about 4 minutes subbing in our top eight out here in the last 4 minutes of this fourth quarter, Mike.
Yeah.
First free throw for Salisbury was up and good. Second free throw was no good. The rebound goes out of bounds off of Salisbury to give Pisgah the ball. Salisbury's going to come out in the full court press again. Molly Watson has it. She dribbles through traffic, and they get a foul on Salisbury. It'll just be the fourth on Salisbury.
That should do it.
That should just about do it. And the time does run out. And with that, folks, the Bears are going to win this game 79-44. When we come back, we'll have a wrap-up of this game and start talking about our boys' game. This is WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to the Bear Den, where our girls have just got a second-round victory over Salisbury High School by a final score of 79-44. And it's time now for our A1 Storage Player of the Game. A1 Storage with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon County. A1 Storage, your stuff is our business. And tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game award goes to Scout Blue. Mark, how did Scout do tonight?
Well deserved, too, Mike. Scout did a lot of things, too, that didn't show up in the scorebook tonight, but she finished up with 14 points, and 6 rebounds and some really, really key rebounds when she got them. But, yeah, she just seemed to be all over the floor. We talked about her in a couple of breaks there, two different times, all three of us talking about her, but she just really did stand out tonight.
Yeah, and you know, going against a team that we one of the bigger teams we've seen this year, we give up some size. I thought Scout, it was the equalizer for us tonight. She played big, grabbing those rebounds and battling with some of the taller players from Salisbury. So I'm just so proud of Scout as a sophomore, what she did tonight. How did everybody else do on the stat sheet?
Well, Chandler finished up with 18 and 8, and Chandler, all 18 of her points came in the first half, too. She kind of set the tone for us there.
Wow.
Bailey Connor finished with 11 points, 4 rebounds. Scout Blue, like we just mentioned, 14 and 6. Alexis Marcos in tonight with 20 points. So we had 4 girls in double figures, well into double figures.
Wow.
10 of 21 from the free throw line. We got a little better there, but still got some work to do. 3 of 11 from the three-point line. The thing that sticks out, I was just doing some math here. Obviously, we talked about they were up by 4 on us in the first quarter. We outscored them 28-8 in the second quarter, 21-10 in the third quarter, and 16-8 in the fourth quarter. So we gave them one quarter to feel good about themselves.
And if my math is right, and it sometimes is not, after the first quarter, we outscored them 65-26.
Nice.
That's pretty much dominance after the first quarter. And I think, I don't know if it was you or Kevin said it, I felt like after that first quarter, that was one of our best games I've seen our girls play all season long.
It really was. It really was. And I don't know, maybe it's because it is the second round of playoffs and you're home. They were a little sharper than we was in the first quarter, but then we got settled in and turned back into our Lady Bears.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know. Like the first quarter, we turned it over a little bit, but we scored 14 points in that first quarter.
Yeah.
So they just scored 18.
Yeah.
They scored 26 the rest of the game.
Yeah, I don't want to take anything away from them. They played an outstanding first quarter.
Yeah.
And I tell you, if they could have maintained that level of play, we would have had a game on our hands. But, we threw that press at them. And Coach Holloway, I don't think he wanted to wait till the second half like he did against Franklin. He wanted to go ahead and kind of shut that run down early.
Yeah, I think that was the difference. Great call by him early when we were in man-to-man. They were getting fouls called on us. They were bigger, stronger inside. So they were scoring inside. As soon as we started turning them over with the trap and the press, game changed significantly.
Yeah. So congratulations to our girls. They're going to move on to the third round of the state playoffs. That will be here in the Bear Den on Saturday night. We will announce the times, I guess, a little bit later once we see how everything else shakes out. But they will play definitely here on Saturday night. So plan to come out and support our girls as they move on in the state playoffs. It's now time to change our attention to the boys' game, where our boys are getting ready to take on West Stokes High School. And we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back after a few words from our sponsors. So you are listening to WPTL Radio, home of Pisgah Basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth, courtside here at Pisgah High School, where we got the boys game coming up. West Oaks versus Pisgah, and it's time for our keys to the game.
So the keys to the game are sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor, for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for a free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. So, Mike, what is your key to the game tonight?
Well, Kevin, as I look out at this West Oaks team, they've got some big kids, and I was always taught the way you counteract height is with speed, and so I think my key to the game is we got to play a little faster tempo tonight, maybe than what we normally do to try to offset some of the size that West Oaks has.
Mark?
Yeah, I agree. Just looking at the size here, obviously we're going to have to do a good job on the boards like we normally do. Again, one of my biggies is always the free throws. You know, we're shooting 60-something percent as a team from the free throw line. We got to clean that up. But play fast, but play under control. We've seen a few times where we try to play a little fast and we get a little sloppy. So I think we'll be fine, though, once this thing gets rolling.
Yeah, I think you both hit the nail on the head in this game. This team, West Oaks, that we're playing tonight, likes to play a slower pace. We got a 6'6", 6'7", forward/center in the middle that's going to the University of Lynchburg to play basketball next year. They've got another kid that's 6'4", is kind of their second-best player down low. Real athletic kid. So for us, they will play inside out for sure. Got a couple kids that can hit the three, so we've got to speed them up in this game. I think our guard play can give their guard play a lot of problems tonight.
Yeah, so West Oaks comes into tonight's matchup with a 15-11 overall record. They were 7-3 in their conference. Do we know anything about the conference they played in?
Yeah, so they had North Surrey in their conference that won their conference. And from what I understand, this West Oaks team, their coach, missed several games during the middle of the season with some health issues. So yeah, I think that played a big part. They lost 2 of 4 in that time frame, which hurt their season a little bit. They ended the season with 6 straight wins. Before they went 2-1 in the tournament and lost by 1 point to North Surrey in that conference final.
So they come in, I guess you'd say, on a little bit of a high.
Yeah, they're coming in feeling really confident about themselves, I think.
Yeah. Well, they've never played in the Bear Den before, so...
Welcome to Canton.
Welcome to Canton.
Yep.
So we're about to get the starting lineups. We've got about a minute left here in warm-ups. Both teams have went to their respective benches, getting some last-minute instructions from their coaches, and we're going to get the tip-off here in just a few moments.
Yeah, and folks, we just got word that there may have been an upset on the other side of the bracket. Number 10 seed North Surrey, from what we understand, has upset Lake Norman Charter, so North Surrey will come to the Bear Den this Saturday.
Now, that's a kind of a surprise, Kevin.
That is. That Lake Norman Charter team had lost 3 games all year, all to the same team.
Wow.
May have been one of those situations that you were talking about earlier, Mike, where Coach Holloway really didn't like having Tuesday off.
Yeah.
And I don't know when the last time Lake Norman, there's some teams, if they didn't have a tournament, they haven't played in a week and a half to 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's a long time to take a break. All right, we're about to get the starting lineups. First for your West Oaks High School team. And looks like we've got number 0, Charlie Reeves. And we got number 10, Lakefield. He's a 6-foot senior. Number 11 is Will Clark, 6-foot junior. And number 24, Caden Seacrest. He is a junior. And number 33, Luke Anderson. He is a 6'7" senior.
Everything will run through him, guys. They don't have stats on Matt Stroud, but from what I found, he's averaging about 16 a game, 12 rebounds.
Right. So the starting lineup for your Bears will be first, number 3, Isaiah Mintz. And number 10, Maddox Wright. And number 21, Nick Messer. And number 23, Campbell Crook, had a haircut. About didn't recognize him as he came out there. And number 32, of course, that's Mr. Mason Putnam.
Now, Campbell lost a couple of pounds there with that haircut.
Yeah, he looks totally different. It's surprising. I thought, who's this new kid playing for the Bears? All right. So about to get this second round action underway for our boys. And it'll be Luke Anderson jumping against Maddox Wright. Pisgah in the white uniforms. And the tip goes up, controlled by Wes Stokes. Top of the key. Goes over to the right side to Reeves. Looking inside, now swings at top of the key to Lickfield. Now over to the left side, back top of the key to Clark. Now back to the left side. They tried to go inside to the big man. And he muscles his way in, misses the shot.
Great job on Maddox.
And Maddox stood his ground. And they're going to call a foul on Charlie Reeves for over the back.
Yeah, that's big. When I read about their conference final game, he fouled out early.
Wow. Crook has it down in the corner to Messer. Now baseline back out to Crook. Now to Messer. Cross court to Mason. He's going to drive. Kicks it out to Crook. Swings it over to Messer. Three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Mason. Mason drives. Tries to hand it off to Mintz. Goes out of bounds. Possession will go back to Wes Stokes.
A little hot on the pass.
And you can tell this is going to be a battle down there in the paint.
Yeah, I'm sure their plan is to go inside.
Yeah.
So Wes Stokes has it. Over to the left side to Clark. Back top of the key to Reeves. They go inside to the big man. And ball goes in and out. Rebounded by Crook. Crook has it at half court. Over to Mason. They're going to try to trap Mason. He dribbles out of it. Back to Crook. Now to Messer in the corner. Inside to Maddox. Ball's tipped away. Looked like it could have been over the back call. No call. Wes Stokes pushes it. They go inside to the big guy. He's going to miss the short jumper. Rebounded by Maddox.
Well, I'm telling you, he's a handful.
He's a handful. Crook has it. Gets it to Mason. A lot of hand checking, no calls. Crook has it, top of the key. Goes down in the corner to Nick Messer. Messer looking inside. He's going to be trapped. He gets out of it. Crook has it, three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Maddox. And the putback is good. 2-0 Bears lead. Wes Stokes bringing it up. Crosses half court. Calls the play. Screen shot. No good. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Wes Stokes. Another three-pointer. Oh, nope. Fake the three. Now passes outside. Dribbles inside. Shot goes up. Good. 2-2 your score. 5:55 to play first quarter.
I tell you, there's a lot of bumping going on inside with Maddox and 33.
Ball goes to Messer on the right elbow. He's trapped in the corner. Finds Maddox on the baseline. One dribble cross-court to Crook. Now feeds it into Mintz. Mintz is trapped. Gets it out to Crook. Crook's going to take the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Maddox. Maddox spin move. And a lot of contact. No call. Quickly down on the other end. Wes Stokes has it on the left elbow. Clark has it. Goes inside to number 24. That's going to be Sechrist. And he's fouled. And he will go to the line and shoot two free throws.
Not real sure about that. I mean, there's a little contact, but Maddox went straight up.
Yeah.
I thought Maddox went straight up. I think Maddox is really getting physical with number 33, and then he's talking to the officials.
right.
with that. It's just bringing attention to himself. Mm-hmm. So if he'll just settle down and play, he's playing great right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I actually thought there was more contact on the other end that Maddox should have been shooting free throws.
I did as well.
All right. Second free throw's good. First one was no good. West Coast takes a one-point lead. Messer has it inside the Maddox. Tries to get it inside the men, stolen away. Quickly to Lickfield. Lickfield over to Reeves. And
it's going to be the second one on Maddox.
And there's a lot of bumping going on, and unfortunately Maddox is going to get the raw end of that call.
I didn't agree with the first one. I could see the second one.
So Maddox will have to take a seat with just 2 minutes into this game after he picks up his second foul. West Stokes with the ball. They go inside to the big guy. He's going to make the layup. That's Luke Anderson's.
I will say, if they keep letting him block out like that down there, it's going to be a long night for us.
Yeah. Messer has it. They trap him. Now to Robinson, who's checked into the game. Back to Messer. The Crook swings it around to Mason. Mason's going to drive baseline, and we got a call, and I believe that's going to be on their big guy.
That is. What I'd like to see us do here is adjust, start fronting him.
Yep.
Make him throw it over the top.
And get some backside help, man.
Yeah. If they get it, they get it. But they're going to back us down anyway.
And Mason Putnam with a Scott Forga contracting three-pointer from the corner is going to tie it up at five. 4:22 to play first quarter. Big shot there by Mason. Pop the key. Now to the left side. Nothing doing. Piskin man-to-man. Over to the right side. Trying to find their big guy inside. Good defense by Robinson on him now. They go free throw line, jumper no good. Mason with the rebound. Mason's going to push it up the court. Mason gets in the paint, shoots, no good. Robinson with the rebound. Gets it to Mason. Mason with the drive. Top of the key, swings it around. Messer three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by West Stokes. Sechrist with the ball, top of the key. Over to Lickfield. Back to Sechrist. Back to Lickfield. Back to Sechrist. Down into the other corner to Clark. They go inside. They find the big guy. He's going to dunk it and miss it. And he got the rebound and made the layup. So he missed the dunk, but then he got his own rebound and put it back. Well, Stokes goes up 7-5. Messer in the corner. Cross court to Crook. He's going to think about the three. Inside to Mintz. Shot no good. And we're going to have a foul on Pisgah.
Now, the one thing I've noticed, since 33 got his first foul, he's not been trying to back down as much.
No.
So he's trying to avoid getting that second foul.
Pisgah goes into a full court press. West Coast gets it across. They go cross court to the big guy, and he's going to be fouled. So Luke Anderson will go to the free throw line and shoot two free throws for West Stokes. And West Stokes leads by 2, 7-5.
And that foul's going to be on Nick Messer. Nick Mason was thinking it was on him. And don't mean this negative, but I'm glad it's not on Mason Putnam.
Yeah. Free throw, no good.
We may have found kryptonite, guys.
Yeah, so far they're not a great shooting team as a whole that I've seen in the first few minutes of the game.
Now, if we speed them up, I think we're going to be fine.
Yeah. Second free throw. This one is good. It's 8-5. Ball goes over to the right side to Robinson. He dribbles back top of the key. Tries to hand it off to Mason. Now gets it to Mason. And ball's tipped away and stolen away by the Wildcats. Down into the corner. They go inside. Anderson shoots, misses. Rebounded by Mintz. To Crook, half court. To Robinson in the corner. Good feed inside to Isaiah Mintz. He finds Mason. Mason in the paint. He's going to shoot. And, wow, a lot of contact, no call.
Man.
And on the other end, looked like a charge, no call. Mason has it. Mason in the paint. He shoots. No call.
Oh!
My goodness, he scored, but should have been a foul there. Referees.
Man, I'm telling you.
Somebody give them a whistle. They're not calling a thing right now. Pisgah fans are. And they call a travel on Wes Stokes. Roadhammer's pacing the sidelines.
Yup.
face a little red. So it's 8-7. Wildcats with the lead. Mason with the ball. Crosses over half court. Finds Isaiah. Back to Mason. Mason getting everything set up. He gets a screen. He goes baseline. Gets to the paint. Finds Robinson. Robinson pulls it back out. Back to Mason. Mason penetrates. Gets in the paint. Out to Messer. Messer hands off to Crook. Crook drives. Gets in the paint. Good pass to Isaiah. But he pulls it back out to Messer. A lot of ball movement, not much shooting by the Bears. Crook has it, gets in the paint. To Robinson, to Messer, three-point shot. Is good!
And that three-point shot stops it off for the contractor.
That gives the Bears a two-point advantage, 10-8. Under a minute to play first quarter. Seacrest with the ball. Now over to the left side, back to the right side. Inside to Anderson. He's going to miss a little layup. Rebounded by Mason. Mason's going to push it. Mason gets into the paint. Mason shoots, misses, rebounded by the Bears. Messer has it, down to Isaiah, 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Wildcats, stolen away, almost stolen away by Messer. Or Mason, now back, Wildcats have it. They drive,
yep.
And we got a charge taken by Robinson. And that's going to give it back to the Bears, 22 seconds left in the first quarter. Outstanding defense by Robinson. So the Bears most likely will hold for one shot with 22 seconds to go. Ball goes into Mason. Mason bringing it up. Looks like a 1-2-2 trap by the Wildcats. And stolen away at half court. And they're going to shoot and score. 10 seconds to go. And almost stolen away again with 5 seconds to go. Knocked out of bounds. 10-10 your score. Again, 5 seconds to go. Mason with the ball. He's kind of walking up the court. He gets to half court. He's going to take a long 3-pointer. No good. So 1 quarter complete. Your score is Wes Stokes 10, Pisgah 10. When we come back, we'll have the second quarter. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Bear Den. We're all tied up as we head into the second quarter. So for the Bears, Maddox is going to come back on the court with those two fouls. We also got Messer, Isaiah Mintz, Mason, and Campbell Crook. Pisgah has the ball. Goes to Campbell. He drives, stopped, down the corner to Maddox. Tries to feed it inside to Isaiah, stolen away. Back the other way. Seacrest has it, top of the key. Over to Taylor. Taylor tries to drive, gets it back to Secrets. He's going to take a three-pointer, and no good. Good rebound by Maddox. Maddox finds Campbell. They trap at half court just about every time. In fact, every corner they seem to be trapping in.
They do. They got a very active defense.
That number one Taylor for them was playing JV basketball a week and a half ago.
Wow.
Ball goes in. Crook has it. And he's going to shuffle his feet. And they're going to call a travel, giving it back to the Wildcats. Seacrest has it for West Stokes. Crosses half court. Campbell's on him now over to the right side. They feed it inside. Now they go outside to Taylor, to Seacrest. Round the horn. Three-point shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Crook. Crook's going to hit Mason. Mason gets in the paint. And he has it stolen away, knocked out of bounds.
Yep. Number 23 for them was a JV player a week and a half ago as well.
Wow. Anderson checks back into the game for the Wildcats. Crook has it. Thinks about the three. Now drives. Pulls it back out. Now drives into the paint again. Finds Isaiah Mintz. He gets it to Messer on the elbow. Messer with a couple of dribbles. Now back top of the key to Mason. Mason to Isaiah. Back to Mason. Isaiah gives Mason a screen. He's going to get in the paint. Kicks it out to Messer. Open three-pointer. Good.
That's another three-point shot. Sponsored by Florida Contractors.
Bears go up 13-10. 6.5 to play, second quarter. Taylor with the ball. Now top of the key to Seacrest. Back to Taylor on the right side. They feed it inside. And a little two-foot jumper by Reeves is good. That cuts the Bear lead 13-12. Over to Messer. A couple dribbles and has it stolen away. Reeves with the steal. Hands off to Seacrest. They push it up to Taylor. Back to Seacrest. A couple dribbles, top the key. Go inside, outside. Taylor's going to take a three-pointer. Good. That might be why they brought him up from JV's.
Yeah, how do you stay on JV's all year?
Those two, I think their JV team is 23-1 this year.
Wow. Messer has it in the corner. He's trapped. Gets it to Mason, top of the key. Now to Maddox. He fires it into Isaiah, and we got a jump ball. And that is going to be possession to the Wildcats. So Taylor's three-pointer puts West Stokes up by 2 points, 15-13, 5.5 to play second quarter. Seacrest. Top of the key. Go inside to Anderson. Outside to Taylor. Back to Seacrest, top of the key. Back to Taylor. Trying to find Anderson inside. They skip it across to the other side. Now back top of the key. Inside, outside, cross court, three-point shot goes up, no good. And, well, they don't seem to be too much on calling over the back. Pisgah has it. And we do get a foul on the other end, I believe, as Mason drove into the lane.
I was kind of hoping that was going to be on their big number, 33. Luke Anderson there, but
yeah, there's been several times that he is almost committed to foul, let's just say.
Yep. Ain't because he hadn't, it's just because he hadn't called it.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
Mason has it out to Maddox. Maddox is going to drive, and he is fouled, and yes, he is fouled.
Got him on the third one.
Yep. And that's going to be on Anderson, so that is the one we talked about, Kevin. That's number two.
Well, that's a big one for us.
Yeah. That'll most likely get Anderson out of the game with 4:45 to play in the second quarter. Maddox first free throw off the back iron. No good.
So big 4:45 for here left in the second quarter for us with big number 33 going to the bench.
Yeah, we need to make a run at this point. Next free throw good. Wildcats with a one-point lead. 4:40 to play second quarter. Seacrest with the ball across half court. Crook picks him up. He drives into the paint. And almost stolen away. He goes out of bounds. Possession will stay with West Stokes. They'll have the ball under their basket. 15-14. Bears trail by one.
We do get Micah Devlin in for us here.
And inbounds pass. Miss an easy layup for West Stokes. Maddox with the rebound. Good inbounds play. They miss the shot. Micah has it. Tries to feed it into Maddox. It's kicked out of bounds. Lickfield and Clark return to the lineup for the Wildcats. Taylor and Knox sit down. Mason with the inbounds. Mason looking. Finds Micah. Micah swings it to Crook. Top of the key. Campbell drifts over to his right side. Drives, pulls it back out. Good move. Gets in the paint. Then he pulls it back out to Isaiah. Isaiah top of the key to Mason. Micah to Isaiah. Isaiah in the paint. Isaiah's going to shoot and misses the pretty easy shot. Rebounded by Stokes. Three-pointer goes up and rattles around, no good. Maddox with the rebound, gets it to Mason. Mason's going to get in the paint. Mason's going to shoot, and he is fouled. And he is going to go to the line and shoot two free throws.
These physical free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency.
So a little more physical play than what I think we've been accustomed to this year, but I think we've kind of adapted into this second quarter with the physical play. Mason misses his first free throw.
Yeah, and right now, that's their third team foul. That could be huge down the stretch of this quarter. Yeah.
Second free throw rattles out. Pisgah still trails by one, 3.5 to play in the second quarter. Seacrest passes over to the right elbow. Now back top the key. Over to the right side. Seacrest with the drive. Shot, no good. Rebounded by West Stokes. He stumbles out of bounds, and they're going to call a travel.
Their coach is not happy right now.
He's not the only one not getting the call, so.
I don't think anybody's happy.
It is 3-0 right now.
Absolutely.
Micah has it stolen away. Going the other way. Nice move by number 10, Lickfield. He scores, makes it 17-14, and we got a timeout on the court.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle and one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So really physical right now.
Yeah, there's a lot going on both ends of the court. West Stokes coach, he's not happy. Road Armor's not happy. Pisgah fans are not happy.
But right now, I felt like the fouls are going against us in the first quarter. I feel like they're kind of swaying back our way right now. You got to be careful. I'd like to see us get Maddox out of this game for the last 3 minutes here with those two fouls. But hopefully he can continue playing. He's played 5 good minutes here without picking up that third.
Yep. Crook with the ball. They try to trap him. He gets it down to Messer. Messer's trapped at the baseline. Now he gets it out to Crook. Crook gets to the free throw line. Finds Mason. Back to Crook. He's going to take the gun. They're going to call a charge on Mason.
After this last talker right here, you knew something was coming.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first on Mason. First team foul for the quarter.
Seacrest with the ball. He drives into paint, and they're going to call another foul on Crook. And that is the referee the coach was talking to during the timeout. Always, like you said, it kind of always works out.
Yep. I heard him tell him while they were standing there. I may have missed that one, telling the coach. So you knew something was coming back.
Yep.
Now that's the second foul on Campbell. second team foul. We went 5 minutes without a foul, and 11 a second to pick up two.
Yeah, Sechrist hits his first free throw. We got Isaiah Morris checking into the game for the Bears. Next free throw off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Isaiah Mintz. Mason, Nasser, over to Morris. Morris backing it out. They're going to try to trap him. Now they get it to Mason. They find Isaiah Mintz. Out to Mason. Mason gets it into Maddox. Maddox puts up a shot, no good. Maddox fights for the rebound, goes out of bounds. And Maddox is pleading with the referee for a foul. Referee just shakes his head, no. Maddox with the ball in the corner. And we got a foul. I'm going to call it travel on Maddox.
Maddox is getting a little frustrated.
Yeah, now might be
he's
a good time
to,
for.
Got to be careful here.
Yeah. Sechrist kicks out. Three-pointer by Wes Stokes. No good. Maddox. And we got a foul called on Wes Stokes. And that rebound Maddox just grabbed was with some authority.
Yeah, Coach Redover's got to be real careful. Yeah. Maddox is fired up.
Yeah, he can become Mad Maddox pretty quick, and right now because of the officiating, and I don't blame him. He's pretty revved up. Good rebound by Maddox, so. Goes with the ball. Morris has it. Feeds it down to Messer, stolen away. Fizz is struggling with that trap. See Chris top the key. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Morris. Morris is going to push it up the court. Need to move it quickly before they can get in that trap. Now they've got him trapped in the corner, and he has to throw it off the leg of a Wildcat defender. One of the better traps I've seen all season.
Yeah. Yeah. Hadn't seen too many bother us this much.
No.
Sure.
Mason with the ball over to Morris. They're coming with the trap back to Mason. If you hold the ball, they will trap you. Morris is going to take the three-pointer.
Oh,
and it's good.
Shot is sponsored by Florida Contracting.
Big shot.
What about the kid come in and fires it up for a three-pointer to give or to cut the lead back down to 1-18-17.
Wow.
And we got a foul called on Wes Stokes. And him and Maddox were battling inside. And Maddox got the best of that one.
Yeah, Maddox did a good job of selling that one. A lot of physical nature there. Kid did push him.
Yep.
Maddox sold it.
And what I think it's a good move by Coach Rodomer. With a minute 17 to play in the second quarter, he's going to get Maddox a little breather. Pisgah ball to Morris. Back to Mason. A little bit of light pressure in the backcourt. Mason gets it to Morris. Here comes the trap. To Robinson. Inside to Isaiah. Kicks it out to Mason. Mason drives. 10-foot jumper. No good. Quickly down the court. Reeves has it. Try to get it inside. Now they go outside down in the corner. Lickfield has it. Now top of the key. Lickfield with the ball on the right elbow. Now to Reeves, top the key. Now to Sechrist. They go inside. And blocked by Robinson. Mason with the ball. Mason's going to push it. And Mason is fouled, but no call. Man, unbelievable. Wes Stokes with the ball. And they're going to score on the other end. 15 seconds to go in the first half. 20-17. Pisgah trails by three. Morris with the ball. Over to Mason. Mason to Robinson. 10-foot jumper. No good. 3 seconds. They're going to go down the court. And they're going to almost score at the buzzer. And that is going to end the first half with your score. Wes Stokes 20, Pisgah 17. When we come back, we'll have your Papertown Equipment Rental halftime show.
You're listening to PTL Radio, home of Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside at Pisgah High School. We're at halftime of the varsity boys game where our boys trail by 3, 20-17.
And it's time for the halftime show. Brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737.
Well, and I've seen this a lot over the years. When you get in the state playoffs, you get officials that are not from here, and they just call the game a little different. And I think we saw in that first half, it was a much more – they let them play. It was very physical. I'm a little shocked they let them play that much, though. What did y'all see?
I tell you, I hate seeing it. I mean, I get letting them play some, like you said, but in an emotional game like this, you start getting kids knocked down and pushed, and things start getting emotional. Then the crowd gets into it. You got to tighten it up just a little bit and bring it back into, you know, not as physical as they're letting it go.
So both big guys, Maddox Wright for the Bears and Luke Anderson for West Oaks, both had two fouls in that first half. Both of them could have had three or four, just to be honest.
They could have.
Yeah, they could have. I think the kids have responded to how they're calling the game, which has made it get more physical out there. So I look for the officials to call it a little tighter early in this third quarter. I hope we can adjust to that before they let it go anymore. I just think you're going to see them call it both ways a little tighter.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if the officiating changes any. And as a player, you just got to adapt to what you see early in that second half as to how you play. When we come back, we're going to have some stats from that first half. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to the game. We are Pisgah trails by 3 points, 20-17, against West Oaks in this second round playoff of the state tournament. So, Mark, how did the stats look in that first half?
Well, nothing real pretty, to be honest with you. But, you know, the thing we're still struggling with is the free throw line. We were 1-for-4, 4-for-9 from the three-point line. Maddox had 3 points, but he did pull down 8 rebounds. Nick Messer with 2 threes for a total of 6 points. Isaiah Morris comes in, hits a three there. And then Mason Putnam having trouble getting to the basket. They're really – the trap is affecting them down there, but he's got 5. Not real pretty stats, but that's what they are right now.
Yeah, right now, this game, and I think it could be close and go either way. This is what they want. They want a low-scoring slugfest. We got to figure out a way to really start turning them over a little bit. Getting up and down the court, trying to get some easy baskets, because right now nothing's easy for us.
Yeah, that trap that they're running has been effective against us, and you're right. If we can
get into more of a transition, move the ball a little faster up the court before they can get set up, I think it would have to be better than fun to play this half-court game with them, because that's as good a half-court trap as I've seen from any team all year.
Yeah,
so we're going to throw it back to Jack for a few more words from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll talk about the second half and get this second-round matchup underway. You're listening to WPTO Radio and WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Bear Den. We got about 4 minutes left before we tip it off here in the second half. So as winter sports are starting to wind down, spring sports are getting started here at Pisgah. And, Mark, give us a little update on the baseball team.
Yeah, just got word they played Inca again today, won 6-0. Zach Wester, our junior pitcher, threw a one-hitter today and had 21 strikeouts.
Why'd he give up that one hit?
I don't know. You know, I guess maybe sometimes, you know,
yeah,
he may have hung one.
It was a bunt, probably.
Yeah, probably. But, yeah, it's. I'm telling you, things are looking good for the varsity Pisgah baseball team this year. Zach Wester, but they've also got a lot of good arms. I've heard that I think the Pope kid, is it Landon Pope, maybe? Or Rye. I can't remember his last name. Anyway, I've heard he's hitting like in the mid-90s right now.
Wow.
So, but they're deep in pitching, and it could be a really good year for Pisgah baseball team. So.
Well, and I noticed they got that new scoreboard out there in center field. It looked pretty sharp out there.
It does. It'll look really sharp once it gets a new sign up under it that I hear is going up. So I don't know.
We'll have to see what that sign says.
You can't imagine what it was.
No. So I know Heidi's also been working with the softball team, and I hear good things about our softball team as well as our track team. So hard to believe here we are wrapping up winter sports and about to step into spring sports. But hopefully for our basketball teams, we got a lot of games left before we transition into those spring sports for these kids. Again, I think both these teams have great potential to go a long ways. You know, boys got a tough draw on this game tonight, though. This is a good West Coast team that's come into Canton tonight.
It really is. You know, and Mike, overall, too, it's just a good time for the Bears, every program.
Yeah.
We're strong in football, basketball, softball, baseball. Everything we're playing right now, we're competing well and doing well. So hats off to the Bears and the athletic program.
Yeah, and if you would like to be part of this and supporting our student athletes, I would invite you to come to the Booster Club. Our meetings are the first Monday of the month every night in the library here at Pisgah High School, and you can help raise money and also listen to the coaches come in, give updates on the sports teams, and also any needs that they have. And the Booster Club does everything in our power to fulfill those needs. But it starts with you know, good people working in the Booster Club, and we invite you to come out and be a part of that. Again, that's the first Monday of every month and in the Pisgah Library. I know, Mark, you've certainly got involved here recently, and we appreciate you and the support that your business has been able to provide for our athletes here at Pisgah.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, I tell you. And if y'all can hear this awesome sound system in the background, that's another thing the Booster Club has done. So, yeah, the Booster Club has helped a lot. And since I've come on, I've noticed just like the indoor track team, the swim team, which I didn't even know we had, to be honest with you, so I had to come on the Booster Club. But it's not all going to one program. It gets spread out, the wrestling team. So, yeah, just a good organization. Glad to be a part of it.
Well, we're ready to go here in the second half. Again, Pisgah trails 20-17. Pisgah has first possession. Ball goes into Mason. Over to Crook. Crook to Mason. To Isaiah in the corner. He's trapped, but finds Campbell. Campbell over to Mason. To Messer down the corner. Quickly to Maddox. Good pass to Isaiah. Back to Maddox. Out to Mason. He's going to take the deep three-pointer. No good. Isaiah Mintz with a good rebound. Puts it back up. No good. Rebounded by the Wildcats. Ball goes to Reeves down the corner. Now to Seacrest, top of the key. Crooks on him. They go inside to Anderson. And he's going to kick it back out. Flung it around the horn. Reeves has it in the corner. Back top of the key. Over to the right side. Trying to find Anderson inside. Good defense by the Bears. Reeves in the corner again. Looking inside. Cross court to Lickfield. Now to Seacrest. Inside to Anderson. Passes out. Three-pointer is no good. Rebounded by the Wildcats. Seacrest, he's going to try three, and this one's going to be good. Bears quickly on the other end. Mason to Crook. Back to Mason. Down the corner to Messer. Inside to Maddox. Maddox going to spin, shoot, and scores. Nice move by Maddox Wright, 23-19. Wildcats ball. Seacrest has it, top of the key. Over to the left elbow, gets a screen from Anderson. Top of the key again. Over to the right side, knocked out of bounds by Mason. Possession will stay with Wes Stokes. Inbounds goes to Anderson. He hands it off to Lickfield. He gets to the paint, and that's going to be a charge called on Lickfield, taken by Nick Messer, and that is some good defense.
That was great help, and he stood there and took the punishment on him.
He took
hard drive.
Anderson complaining he's being held. First half when he was hooking, he wasn't complaining about
that. No, he wasn't. Cross court to Mason. Three-pointer goes up. And it's good.
And that three-point shot sponsored by Shorter Contracting.
That cuts it back to a one-point advantage for the Wildcats. 5:30 to play third quarter. Top the key over to the right elbow for the Wildcats. Back top the key, three-point shot, no good. Rebound is controlled by the Wildcats. And shot no good, and we got a foul called. And they called a foul on Maddox Wright. I can't believe it. So that's Max's third foul. Inside. They score. Maddox, of course, having to play conservative now with his third foul. Messer in the corner. Cross court to Mason. Mason's going to drive. Gets bumped. No call. Out to Crook. Crook thinks about the three to Maddox. Maddox gets in the paint. He shoots. He scores.
Nice shot by Maddox.
It was.
25-24. You wonder how long will Coach Rodomer let Maddox play with those three fouls here in the third quarter. Got 4:40 to go. Third quarter, 25-24. Bears trail by one. They go inside.
And we are fronting him now.
We are. Are they going to get him with another one? Come on.
I can't believe it.
That is horrible. That is absolutely horrible.
And that's going to be four fouls on Maddox. And I don't know.
Wow.
And the Pisgah faithful are telling the official their ideas on the call. Ball goes in to Anderson. He shoots. He misses. He misses again. Rebounded by Crook. Crook finds Messer. Back to Crook. Back to Messer. Inside to Robinson. To Crook from the corner. Three-pointer.
is good. That three-point shot is sponsored by Foreman Contracting.
Bears take a two-point lead.
We really needed that out of campus.
That was huge.
Maybe this is getting fired up now. Maddox going out the way he had to.
Seacrest with the three-point shot. It's an air ball. Out of bounds.
Missed badly. And our students are going to tell them about it, too.
And Rodomber is all over that official.
Yeah, and right now, we're only halfway through the quarter, and we've scored as many points as we did in either other corner or quarter of this game. So
right, right.
Got our offense going now.
Yep, Mason to Robinson to Crook. Crook with a couple of dribbles. He gets in the paint. Back out to Mason to Robinson. He's going to drive baseline. Finds Isaiah Mintz. Kicks it out to Robinson. Now Crook. Crook's floater. No good. Gets his own rebound, though.
Oh, boy.
Good hustle by Crook to Mason. Mason in the paint. And he's going to get a foul. And one.
That a boy.
And the bucket's good. Mason Putnam will go to the line and shoot one Messimer insurance free throw. And that is going to make it 29-25. Bears take their biggest lead of the game.
And Messimer Insurance Agency brings you insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So Mason just muscled his way in the paint.
He does as good a job as any kid of finishing at the rim.
Yep. Free throw up and off the back iron, no good. Fight for the rebound. Wildcats get it. 3.5 to play third quarter. Seacrest with the ball. Now over to the left elbow. Back top of the key. They swing it over to the right side. Pisgin that man-to-man defense. Reeves with ball top of the key. Over to the baseline to Taylor. Now back top of the key. Reeves going to take a three-pointer, and it's good. 29-28. Bears with a one-point lead. Kept away. Picked up by Crook. Mason has it. And he's going to be fouled. By number 10, Litfield. That's going to be the third team foul this quarter on the Wildcats.
Yeah, that's his third foul personally and the third team foul on West Stokes here.
Under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Mason in the corner. Now to Crook. Over to Nick Messer. Thinks about the three. Gets to Lentz. Now out to Robinson. Now to Putnam. Mason Putnam with the ball. Good move. Gets into the paint. And he's going to get a foul on Anderson. Yes. And that is going to be three fouls on Anderson. That's a big call.
It is a big call.
Yeah, good job of Mason by initiating that contact.
Yeah. He took it right to the chest of Luke Anderson. Mason's free throw up and good. He'll get one more Messimer insurance free throw. 30-28 your score. 2.5 to play third quarter. Mason with a couple dribbles, shoots, and scores. Free throw good. 31-28. Wildcats with the ball. Seacrest has it. Mintz on him. Tipped away into the backcourt. Picked back up by the Wildcats. Over to Anderson. They're leaving him on the court for now with his three fouls. Seacrest has it. He gets in the paint, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Campbell Crook.
And Isaiah Mintz is down. I hope his ankle is okay. It's going to be Campbell Crook's third foul, team third.
And it looks like Isaiah Morris will be checking in, most likely for Campbell Crook. And Isaiah Mintz is struggling to get off the court. He twisted or tweaked, looked like maybe his ankle.
Yeah, it was his ankle, and he grabbed it immediately. Hopefully he's going to be okay here.
Yeah, he's going to see the trainer, probably going to get that ankle wrapped up. We hope he can get back into this game quickly. First free throw by Seacrest is no good.
second free throw is good. Bears lead is 2 with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Mason with the ball to Messi. Over to Isaiah Morris. He finds Devlin. Now back to Morris, to Mason, to Messer, to Robinson. Oh, good pass to Messer. Out to Morris. He takes a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Mason. The putback's no good, but he's fouled. He'll get 2 Messimer Insurance free throws.
These Messimer Insurance free throws offer insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Mason, first free throw up and good. That extends it back to a three-point advantage for the Bears. Next free throw up and also good. 33-29. Taylor bringing it up for the Wildcats. Now to Sechrist in the corner. Back to Taylor. They feed it inside to Anderson, and he's going to make the easy bucket. Morris has it to Mason. Pisgah moving the ball a lot quicker, not getting caught in those traps. Great drive by Isaiah Morris and scores.
That is an impressive move right there.
That is.
By the young man.
A little teardrop floating.
Yeah, boy.
Sechrist with the ball. Pisgah stays in a man-to-man. I guess, it looks like they're going to go with a zone here. Sechrist three-pointer, no good. Anderson with the rebound. Another three-pointer goes up, and this one's no good. Mason with the rebound. And great pass to Robinson. That was a beauty. Mason Putnam with a dime to Robinson. He scores 37-31.
A little bit of reason why he leads the conference in assists.
Sechrist waving his arms. He gets the ball. Thinks about the three. Now goes inside to Anderson. Anderson tries to throw it across court. Hits the rim. Isaiah Morris. Over to Mason. Mason baseline. He pulls it out. Finds Messer. Now down the corner. Micah Devlin. Cross court to Mason. Mason gets in the paint. He shoots, misses, rebounded by Anderson.
Maybe a little too much.
Quickly back the other way with 7 seconds in the third. And he loses control of the ball. We got it with 2 seconds. Mason's going to take a three-pointer. Oh, good.
Woo.
3 quarters complete here in Canton. Bears take a 6-point lead, 37-31. When we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to the Bear Den, where Pisgah has taken a 6-point lead as we head into the fourth quarter of this second round playoff matchup between West Stokes and your Pisgah Bears. West Stokes will get the first possession here in the fourth quarter. Goes baseline. Now go inside to Reeves. Top the key. They're swinging it around to the right side. Now back top the key. Sechrist goes and gets the ball. Calls the play over to the left. Now they go inside, and shot is good by Reeves, 37-33.
Morris has it. He's getting trapped. Gets out of it. Gets it to Mason. Mason to Crook. To Mason. Corner to Messer. Three-point shot. Good!
That three-point shot is sponsored by Corner Contracting.
Confident shot by Nick Messer goes down 40-33. Wildcats with the ball. Creason has checked into the game for the Bears. Three-point shot for the Wildcats, no good. Rebounded by Mason. He's going to push it. He's going to get to the free throw line. He's going to get in the paint. He's going to score. West Coast calls timeout.
Next timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
In case you can't hear, the Bear Den is rocking.
Rocking.
The student section is rocking. It is 42-33. Bears take their biggest lead of the night. And I tell you, it's what we talked about earlier. We started pushing the ball up the court before they can get set up into that trap. But I think they're trapped. I don't know if they're getting tired, but the trap's not nearly as good as it was in that first quarter.
We're getting in transition really, really well. So we're in a lot better shape to score when we get up the court fast like that. And then the second thing we're doing is we're doing exactly what we talked about in the first half. We're starting to front the big kid.
Yeah.
And we're creating a lot of problems. They can't get it in. They're having to settle for threes, and that's not the strength of what they do.
Yeah.
So we're kind of taking away their strength right now.
So we got Mason Putnam, Creason, Morris, Nick Messer, and Campbell Crook on the floor for the Bears.
How many does Anderson have? Is it three or four?
Anderson has three. So 6:45 to play in the ball game. Seacrest bringing it up. Pisgah in a 2-3 zone. Cross court down in the corner. Now top of the key. They go inside to Anderson. He's going to try to drive. Pulls it back out. Moving around, go inside to Anderson. He has it stripped away, and he's going to be fouled.
I'll tell you another move I like is they've gone to the crease line, put a little size and strength in on him in there.
So they call a foul on Creason,
yep.
But that's okay.
Yeah, boy.
Inside to Anderson. He is going to score. That's a tough ask on that inbounds underneath their basket to stop Luke Anderson. Pisgah has it. Mason with the ball. Free throw line jumper. Good. 46-30. Yeah, I don't think the scoreboard's right.
I don't think so either.
I think they give us those points. And shot goes up, three-pointer good by the Wildcats, Will Clark, and they're trying to adjust the scoreboard, so we'll have the score for you in just a second. Morris with the drive, he's blocked, picked up by the Wildcats. Seacrest with the ball, now it goes down into the corner, back out top of the key, swinging it around the horn, three-pointer goes up, no good, Anderson with the rebound. He's going to put it back up and scores. And Pisgah quickly back the other way. They have the score fixed now. It's 44-40. 5 minutes to go in the game. Morris has it. Gets it to Messer. Out to Mason. And they're going to call a foul
on Mason. It's only his second, though. I don't think the foul count, team foul count's right either. 15-13 up
there. Yeah. My friend Terry Luther will have it fixed there in just a minute. So, 4-point ball game, under 5 to play in the game. We're going to go into Anderson. We're double teaming him. He double dribbles, no call. Shot goes up by Anderson, no good. Rebounded by the Bears, 4:45 to play. Mason has it in the corner. They double team him, and he gets it to Creason. He loses it inside. The rebound's going to come out to the Wildcats. They had a breakaway. They pull it out. Sechrist has it. He shoots, misses. Anderson with the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on Isaiah Mintz.
Well, I just noticed Isaiah Mintz back in the game, so that's a good sign for that ankle.
Yeah, we're getting ready to see Maddox back in.
Yeah. So we got 4:26 to play in the game. Bears lead 44-40. And Luke Anderson's going to go to the line and shoot two free throws. Maddox right, waiting to check into the game. First free throw is good. Maddox comes in for Creason. I think you held Maddox out as long as you could right there.
Yep.
Next free throw good as well. 44-42. Crook bringing it up. And has it stolen away, and they're going to have a breakaway. And Mason gets back. And Mason's going to foul.
Unfortunately, that's going to be the third foul on Mason.
Yeah, he fouled Charles Reeves as he was going in for the layup. It did save a guaranteed 2 points. Free throw good. 44-43. 4:14 to play. Next free throw's good. That ties it up at 44. 44-44, 4:14 to play in the game. Mason to Messer, cross court to Crook. Thinks about the three, passes it up. Over to Messer. And almost has it stolen away. Out top of the key, Mason has it. And back out to Crook, the corner to Messer. Can't hold it in the corner, they will trap you. Crook has it to Messer. It goes inside to Maddox. Outside, stolen away by Taylor. He's going to have a breakaway. And it's going to be
What a play.
A spectacular play by Mason to hustle back and knock the ball off of the Wildcat defender as he was going up to shoot the layup. What would have been a sure 2 points for the Wildcats turns into a turnover thanks to the good hustle by Mason Putnam.
And glad we don't have reviews.
Yep. Crook has it. Back to Mason. To Crook. And they are all over us at the top of the key. We got to get it inside. Mason has it. And Coach Rodomer has seen enough, and he calls a timeout.
Yeah, and that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. We may hear a lot of Canton Insurance here down the last 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Absolutely.
Well, it depends. I can't get a good handle on what the officials are calling at this point. But it's all tied up at 44. 3:20 to play in the game. You know, if you're Coach Rodomer, what are you telling your guys right now?
Well, that's the one thing. We got to speed it back up. So they've been scoring. We haven't. So they've been able to set up their defense.
Yeah.
We've seen a 9-point lead evaporate.
Kind of. And on top of that, we had the scoreboard getting incorrect, and nobody really knew where we were.
Yeah.
On the floor, I went from thinking we were up 13 to only up 4.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure the kids saw that a little bit. So probably a little shell shocked at that. But, you know, we just got to settle down here, understand the fouls will flow back our way.
Yeah.
We keep playing hard.
So it's physical ball on our own baseline. Mason with the inbounds. Mason looking inside.
Gotta get it in.
Gets it inside, and it's stolen away and almost stolen back. Wes Stokes with the ball. Sechrist off the key, guarded by Crook. He's trying to call the play. Now goes over to the left. Gets a screen from Anderson. Taylor has it in the corner. Back out top of the key. Now in the corner to Taylor. They feed it inside. Baseline. Kick out three-pointer. Now over to the right side. Taylor has it. Seacrest thinks about the three. Drives 10-foot floater. No good. Rebounded by Trell. Gets it to Mason. And
almost an and one.
And Mason hit the ground hard, but he seems to be okay. And so Mason Putnam will go to the line for two Messimer insurance free throws with 2:41 to play in the game, and it all knotted up at 44.
And Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw in and out. Ball halfway down and popped out. Mason's going to get one more to try to give the Bears the lead. Second free throw up and good. 45-44. Wildcats come back on the other end. Seacrest top the key. Over to Lickfield. Now over to the right. They get inside to the big guy. He misses the easy layup. So Anderson with the miss. Pisgah gets the ball back. Mason has it. To Lee. Over to Crook. Three-pointer. No good. Maddox fights for the rebound and throws it.
Great hustle by Maddox.
And Maddox threw it off the Wildcat leg. And I guess the referee said maybe his toe was on the line. The only thing I can figure. Wow. 2 minutes to go. Pisgah with a one-point lead. Lickfield inside. Stolen away by Maddox. And knocked out of bounds. And they're going to give it back to the Wildcats. 2 minutes to play in the game. Got to watch Anderson on the inbounds. Shot goes up. Good by Seacrest. They take a one-point lead. Mason quickly down the other end. They're going to trap him. He gets through the trap. Over to Crook. Out in the corner. Messes three-pointer. Good!
That three-point shot by Nick Murphy is sponsored by Morgan Contracting.
Giving the Bears a two-point lead with a minute 40 to go. Seacrest with the ball. Looking over his coach for some help. Now to Lickfield. They cross court. They get a screen. Three-point shot. No good.
On the back.
And how do you not call
good
it over
grief
the back? How do you not call
come
it over
on
the back?
Man. That is horrible. I know he's 6'7".
He come down over the back of Maddox Wright, and the referee choked on his whistle there. Horrible no call. I don't understand it. 48-46, Bears two-point lead. Minute 25 to go. And the West Oaks coach calls timeout.
This timeout on the court, sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, Kevin, like you talked a minute ago, we got 4-1 now on the fouls. Just missed number two for sure. That would have been a huge call.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to give it to Nick Messer stepping up big here in the fourth quarter.
That's a big three-pointer. That was.
He's hit two here. Fourth of the night, two here in the fourth quarter to get us this lead.
Yeah. So minute 23 to play, 48-46, Bears lead. West Oaks will be inbounding in front of their coach. And here we go.
Big ball, stop right here.
Ball goes into the backcourt. Seacrest has it. Dribbles over to his right. Now kicks it out to the three-point line. Good defense by the Bears. Now back top of the key. Over to the left corner. They keep throwing cross court. Can't get that open three they're looking for. They go inside. Stolen away by Dick Messer. And stolen back by Wes Stokes, and he called timeout as he's falling out of bounds.
Just great hands by Nick Messer.
It was.
Just did not come up with a steal.
That's two near steals, though, we almost had.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550.
So we got 1 minute on the clock. Bears cling to that two-point lead. West Oaks will have it on their baseline. You certainly have to look out for big Luke Anderson underneath. I'm sure that's where they're going to try to go after calling this timeout.
Yeah, watching them, I'd have to say I might post 24 up against one of our guards right now. Instead of shooting the three, Luke's struggled a little bit finishing tonight because we are bodying him up pretty good, great defense. But 24 when he first got seems like he's got a little bit of advantage on our guard play.
Yeah.
Just down in the post, not anywhere else.
Yeah.
So I'd watch out for that.
So the Bears come out. We got Maddox Wright, Campbell Crook, Mason Putnam, Nick Messer, and Isaiah Mintz on the court for the Bears.
Need one more good stop right here.
These two threes really done a number on them as well.
Yep.
Ball goes in to Seekers. He's trapped. And Bears almost get the steal back to Seekers. He's going to pull it back out top the key. 50 seconds to go. He goes over to the right side. They go baseline. They're going into the big guy. He scores. Tie ball game, 40 seconds to go. They're waiting to trap at half court. As soon as Mason crosses the line, he gets over to Nick Messer. And Coach Rodomer calls a timeout on the court.
Yeah, Coach Rodomer with a nice timeout here with 33 seconds left. Talk about what he wants on this offensive possession. And this timeout on the court sponsored by Canton Insurance.
So all tied up at 48, 33.3 ticks on the clock. And, you know, it would be nice to hold it for one shot, but with the way they play those trap defense, it would be very difficult to hold the ball for 33 seconds.
It's going to be tough.
Well, what, yeah. If you're Coach Rodomer, what are you looking for here?
I like Nick Messer in the corner right now.
He has
stepped up big and hit some three-pointers here in this fourth quarter. But I think you want a good shot. Whether it's a two or a three, I don't think it matters. You just want a good shot here.
And maybe even try to get to the line. If you get inside, create some contact and try to get to the line.
Yeah, the bigger problem for us is we only have one foul.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next foul on us puts them on the line. They only have one foul right now, so they've got three to give.
Yeah, so they can be aggressive and not send us to the line, and that's the problem with the rather lopsided calls in this quarter. It gives them a huge advantage to play aggressive defense and us not get to the free throw line.
Yep.
So we're ready to go. Nick Messer right in front of Coach Rodomer.
Looks like they're going to go a box and one here.
So they go, and they throw it to Crook in the backcourt.
Interesting.
Yep. So Crook walks it up. If he wants to, we can hold it for one shot. And I think Coach Rodomer is happy to do that.
Absolutely.
So 20 ticks. Crook
yeah,
has it
I'm
top
really
of the key.
Surprised him.
Boxing one on Mason. They ease out 14 seconds. And Coach Rodomer calls another timeout, and I like it, 12 seconds.
And this timeout on the court, sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So interesting tactic by the West Oaks coaching staff there.
Yeah, that's interesting because I felt like the trap would have forced us to, you know, make this a multi-possession game. If I'm the West Oaks coach, I don't really want us holding the ball and getting, you know, that takes them out of play of getting any chance of winning in regulation. But I think Coach Rodomer, that was a good strategic move. Get the clock down to 12 seconds when they started moving out on them on defense. He calls another timeout to set up a play.
I'll be interested to see if they come out in that same defensive set, trying to take Mason away. But it really opens up the floor for us outside.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the biggest trap we can fall into here is just taking a premature shot and giving them some time left on the clock.
Yeah. And I think if they do this again, get it to the, you know, get it to about 6-5 seconds. And look for Maddox Wright on inside.
Yeah.
It looks like they're going to go with a full court man-to-man. So here we go. 12 seconds to play in the game. 48-48. Ball goes into Mason. Mason's a half court. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what they're trying to do is bleed the clock by fouling because they know we do not go to the line.
And the West Oaks coach is even a little shaking his head because they wouldn't call that foul.
Well, they wouldn't call it before. Why would they call fouls now?
Exactly.
Isaiah Mintz inbounds. He's looking, gets it to Crook. To Mintz. 9 seconds. He hands it off to Crook, and he's fouled.
So 6.5 seconds left. They still got one to give.
Yep.
Great strategy, though. I mean, you got.
Well, I like it, but do the fouls carry over in overtime? They do, don't you, for the quarter? Or is it start fresh?
I think they carry over.
Yeah. So this is actually helping us if it goes into overtime. Again, Isaiah Mintz, 6.5 seconds to go. He is inbounding directly in front of the Pisgah bench.
Got to get it in clean.
Ball hands it in to him. Goes in the backcourt to Mason. 6 seconds. And they're going to grab Mason again. And he throws it up. And they're going to say not a shooting foul. Good try by Mason.
He's got to at least ask.
So now we got 4.1 seconds. And they can't foul us no more.
Nope.
Yeah, a good timeout here by Coach Rodomer, wanting to talk about what he wants out of this set. 4.1 seconds is a lot of time, guys.
It is.
It's a lot of time, and I'm not 100% sure I would have played it that way if I was the coach for West Oaks. I would have waited till a little more time had come off the clock before I committed that fourth team foul. Maybe wait till they get closer to the basket.
Yep.
But he fouled him just barely inside half court.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to guess they're going to try to do something to keep Mason getting the inbound pass for the third time in a row right here.
The beauty part is we got four other guys.
We can't do it down here.
Yeah, we got to go inside.
The pass has to be here.
Yep.
And that timeout on the court, folks, is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of her friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So here we go. Mason Putnam with the inbounds.
And Mason's going to inbound it.
Right beside Coach Rodomer.
Look for him to get it back.
Yeah. He's looking.
Get it in.
He finds Nick Messer. A half court. It's stolen away.
And goes in the other end.
Oh, my goodness. It's stolen at half court. And West Oaks goes down. And with .01 seconds, Pisgah has to commit the foul. So Anderson is going to have two opportunities to win the game for the Wildcats.
Unfortunate.
We threw it to half court, and it got tipped out of Nick Messer's hands, and they had just enough time to go down. First free throw attempt is good.
So what we need here, guys, is a miss on this one and a foul on the rebound to send us to the free throw line.
Yep.
And they're going to get everybody out.
Yep.
So 49-48.
Look for a miss here by West Oak.
Yeah, and he makes both of them. So we got to throw it down and tip it in with 0.1 seconds to go. And it's not going to happen. And the Bears suffer a tough defeat. Final score, 50-48. When we come back, we'll have your A1 Storage player of the game. You're listening to WPTL Radio.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to Pisgah High School, where the Bears suffer a heartbreaking defeat with a final score of 50-48. And it was, I tell you, 4.1 seconds ago, we got it inbounds, but we had to throw it near half court, and they got a tip and managed to steal the ball. They went down and had a wide open layup. We did catch them and was able to foul them, but unfortunately, Anderson stepped up and made the two free throws for the West Oaks Wildcats, giving them the victory. Just a heartbreaking loss tonight, guys, for our Pisgah Bears.
Absolutely. Man, you know, I'm just sitting here looking. We finished 6 of 11 from the line. I mean, just over 50%. We've been shooting 67% from the line for the year, and we've kept saying that you'll come back and get us somewhere. You lose by 2 and you miss 5 free throws.
Yeah, I tell you, my heart just breaks for our seniors. That is probably one of the toughest ways to leave the court as a senior as I've ever seen, to play such a fantastic game, and they did. They played a great game, great strategic game from Coach Rodomer. Those last 4 seconds, though, just turned south in a hurry, and they managed to get the steal. And, of course, we had the foul, and they made the free throws. So tough loss for our Bears.
Yeah, we were in position where that was the only thing that could go wrong for us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I felt like Coach Rodomer did everything right in how he played those last 12 seconds. Just unfortunate that that they got the steal right there on that inbounds pass. But it's time now for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. A1 Storage with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon County. A1 Storage, your stuff is our business. So, Mark, who is our A1 Storage Player of the Game?
I'm going to give it to Mason Putnam tonight, senior, last game. He had 19 points and 7 rebounds. Just a fine night for him. Nick Messer had 12 points on those 4 three-pointers tonight. But, yeah, A1 Storage Player of the Game, Mason Putnam.
Yeah, Mason, he left it all on the court tonight, and not like we didn't think he would, but he gave it his all and played an extraordinary game, and you just hate it for our seniors for that to be the way they have to leave the court on their last game. Gosh, just a tough loss. I just want to give a rundown of all of our seniors: Micah Devlin, Maddox Wright, Ari Blankenship, and Jacob Troll. Jace Creason, Alexander Wenzel. I don't even know. I'm lost for words. Such a tough loss. But the good news is our girls will move on to the third round Saturday night. And unfortunately for our boys, it ends tonight.
Yeah, heartbreaking. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see you Saturday night as our girls. We're going to throw it back to Jack for a few words from our sponsors, and then we come back. We'll talk about Saturday night's game. You're listening to WPTL Radio.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside at Pisgah, where fans are starting to file out after a good ball game, but unfortunately our Bears come up just a little short tonight by a final score of 50-48. Wow, I was talking at the break. Just a tough way for our seniors to walk off this court. Any final thoughts tonight?
I just feel bad for the seniors. Like you say, that you're not, your season and your career ends on that note. But just real proud of all of them.
Yeah, excellent job by these young men, great season for them. They really, you know, nobody knew what to expect out of this team. And Coach Rodome's first year, they exceeded expectations, competed hard all year. Got a lot to be proud of, nothing to hang their head for here.
Yeah, there are a bunch of, I think they overachieved this year, ended up with an 18-8 record. Coach Rodomer, I think, did an outstanding job in his first year. And I know he's going to be kicking himself, and as any good coach would do, thinking what he could have done different. But I thought he coached a great ball game, certainly had an opportunity to win. But, you know, for the seniors, I'm like you, it's very tough, but I'm so proud of each one of those seniors. They did a great job for us this year. Represented Pisgah well, and, you know, for those other kids on the team, I'm sure they're going to come back after this loss and be a little tougher next year. But, hey, the state playoffs, it's a tough deal because all of a sudden you can go from one emotion to the other. And, unfortunately, for the Bears tonight, it was just a tough loss right there at the end of the game. So, Kevin, we're playing who on Saturday night?
So, we are playing North Surrey. It has been confirmed. They upset Lake Norman Charter tonight. We don't know a game time yet. Just checked in on that. It'll be between the times of 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. My guess, it'll either be 2 p.m. or 6 p.m., but that's only a guess.
Okay.
It's kind of like waiting on the cable guy.
If it was a weeknight, I could tell you it would be 6 p.m.
Right.
But right now, it's kind of up in the air as to what time it will be Saturday. So be on the lookout on Facebook and any other social media that you use for game time for Saturday for our young ladies.
So for whatever time that game is, WPTL will be here bringing you that ball game live courtside with Kevin and Mark and myself. So we appreciate you listening tonight. Girls win, boys lose. We will see you on Saturday night for the third round of the girls' playoffs. So for Kevin Lowry, Mark Stevenson, Jack Kiewett back in the studio, I'm Mike Lovelace. Thanks for listening. We will see you Saturday.